You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your co-host Chris
and Jonathan. What it do, ladies and gentlemen?
Man,
it is free agency time
and madness.
Yeah, it's time to just throw money to any and everybody.
It pays.
The weakest niggas get money now.
Oh man.
I need to go to the league. I'm going to the league next season because, damn it, I don't even care.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even NFL dudes was like, damn, what, can I, it pays to be a free agent today?
I don't know what Nate Robinson thinking about trying to leave the league to go to the NFL. You need to be staying in the league, my friend. I'm just saying.
All you need is about 5 minutes to prove yourself.
Exactly. That's why I'm trying to join the league. Give me 5 minutes. I put up 1.2 points a game, 1.1 assists, and I'll make $10 million a year.
Hey, your plus minus is 27.
And I'm still getting 10 mil a year. Dellavedova got almost 10. What up?
Yeah, we're going to get
I'm just saying.
We're getting into all that, man. We got a packed show.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We got fam in the house.
Yes, sir.
Talking NBA is about to get crazy up in here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So if y'all want to join the discussion, anything that's been happening, free agency, draft, NFL's right around the corner.
Yep.
Now, any of that stuff, you can hit us up via email, brotherslayman@gmail.com, Twitter, @brotherslayman, voicemail 323-455-4219. You can always reach us on the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns, any thoughts, whatever you want to know, whatever you want to dish out, let us know, and we will definitely get back at you.
Holla! That's right. All right, let's introduce our guests so we can get these things popping.
Yes, sir.
You can say this is a packed house. We got one half of the Hoopla homie, Spirit G. What's going on?
What up?
What up, gentlemen? Just wanted to let you guys know that as of yesterday, I have some great news to share. As of yesterday, I signed a contract, a 4-year, $11 million contract with the Knicks to ride the bench and to do their taxes. So I'm very excited about that.
That's what's up.
How can I get that?
Right,
job?
I need to get that.
Listen,
kind of job.
Listen. I'm taking my friends with me, so everybody move to New York with me. You get half of the $11 million, and you split. I get half, and you split the rest of it yourself. But I gotta learn how to do these damn taxes, though. So bear with me. Bear with me.
I call dibs on the Cristal bottle in the club.
Okay, you can have it. You can have it. We got, hey, we popping bottles, man. $11 million contract. Since they're giving them away with, you know, two proofs of purchase and a form, I went ahead and jumped on one of those contracts.
I'm digging that.
Also in the house, you heard him, man, the myth, the legend. Why Not Podcast, member of the Black Astronauts Podcast, Teddy D. What's up, man?
What up?
What up, family? What up, man? I appreciate the invite. How y'all feeling?
We good,
oh, man. We good, man. Thank you for joining the show, sir.
Yeah, oh, man. Absolutely, man. I listen, and not only does the streak continue, y'all been killing it. Y'all been killing it, man. So this is a must listen. And mama, we made it. I'm on here.
Hey, much appreciated.
To get you on many more times.
Indeed.
Hey, man, how things going over at the trap? I was like, oh, he got some equipment issues. WTRP.
Yeah, man. Now it's actually going good. a little behind the scenes, I switched jobs up, and the new job is going great, but it's like a 12-hour workday, more or less. Oof. So needless to say, I haven't really been feeling too much podcasting. like after you get off of a 12-hour shift, like if I push record, it would have been sounding like, so life, right? Y'all write in if you like it. All right, peace. Next week.
Man, you got wife and a baby.
Yeah, man. But Black Astronauts is going strong, and we've been doing the wrap-up podcast for Game of Thrones here, too, so that's been good. But, yeah, why not? Coming soon, man. Shout out to the third guest, though, that's been keeping the network going.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Bayless Doss, big friend of the show, always sending in feedback.
The feedback king of the universe. That's what's up. He hit up every show.
He does, man.
Thank you, Jesus, for bringing me in. I couldn't wait to clear my throat. God, I was ready for a long time.
They say the best for last, BTG.
I felt it too. But one thing, when y'all introduce yourselves, I swear to God, after Jonathan said, and Jonathan, I was like, and BTG. I wanted to say that so bad. Because
you say that on every episode, right? In your car?
That's real.
Every time I'm like, and BTG. I just want to be a part of the group, man. That's all.
You family, bro. It's all love.
Cool. All the way in there, man.
Once you pay your membership dues, of course.
Yeah, matter of fact, we're still waiting on that check.
Well, like yourself, I just signed to the local adult league out here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
My contract consists of I don't have to pay any ref fees, so I'm moving up.
One step at a time, bro.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that is funny.
So, yeah, man, thank y'all for coming in.
Absolutely.
We're going to jump into a little feedback.
All right.
I will let you know, Baylor, one of the ones you sent, the one that's not so positive, I'm saving that one for one of the what the fuck moments, because that's definitely going to get on there.
Damn. What did I say?
Nah, it's you'll remember.
Were you there when you said it? Or?
Look, actually, you get some good feedback.
When I send in feedback, I kid you not, when I'm listening to the show, I go right in. Mm. Because if I wait, it's not the same emotions.
Mm.
I gotta get it out right then and there, because if the Lakers do something stupid, I have to address it now. But if they fix it, it's not the same thing. So I can't give them a whooping later. I have to give them a whooping now.
Ooh, a lot of addressing you've been doing.
And I like how Chris put that, too. The not so positive one? That's what
gonna be venting today.
Yeah.
All right. So let me get into this voicemail.
All right.
From the homie Kmart.
What up, Kmart?
He's a Philly fan. So.
brothers. This is your boy Kmart. Just calling just to chat about a few things. Man, where do I begin? I mean, at first I was gonna start with the finals, but damn, Derrick Rose got traded. Man, Jonathan. How do you feel about this? Me personally, I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence about it. I think it's time to rebuild. I mean, Derrick Rose is looking for, well, after this season coming up, he's going to be looking for a max contract deal. And honestly, does he really deserve it? Especially like over the last few years. I mean, Derrick Rose hasn't really done much since 2011. So, I mean, I hate to see him go, but honestly, it's time to rebuild. It's time to blow this shit up and just start all over. Mm. And so, now the question is, what's going to happen with Jimmy Butler? I just saw earlier that he's going to be playing for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Eh, it's whatever. you guys really think he can really carry the franchise until we can get some marquee players and whatnot? But that's all about that. Great NBA Finals. I'm happy for the city of Cleveland. Before I'm happy for LeBron or anybody like that, I mean, I'm seriously happy for the city of Cleveland. now they can knock off this the drive. Stop talking about the drive.
He was focusing on that turn.
Fumble,
I know, right? Is this nigga driving?
Shot number two, the decision. Jose Mesa. So I'm legitimately happy for the city of Cleveland. For now, the only bad part I see about this about Cleveland winning is the LeBron fans. I remember BTG saying it not too long ago. It's not really LeBron that's the issue. It's his fans that's an issue.
Yeah,
I mean, like I said, me personally, I don't have no issue with LeBron. I really, really don't. But for like the extreme Bronx sexuals, those cats can get annoying as hell. I mean, and
what?
Now it comes to the debate: is he better than Jordan?
One on the show.
I still say no. A lot of people, even after the first championship, they were screaming that he's better. No, not at three and three and four in the finals. No, he's not better. I mean, on top of that, it's really hard to compare the two. Because, I mean, for one, they're two different types of players. One is a dominant scorer. Another one is more of a pass first slash shoot. He's kind of like in that middle. I mean, he'll score when he wants to. I mean, but he'll pass when he wants to. It's kind of that little thing right there. So, I mean, that's the big issue right there. Kevin Love. It's about damn time he showed up in the finals. Kevin Love is like that cat that doesn't do shit for the team project but gets an A. but on top of that, I mean, I do give him his credit. He did come out and ball in game 7. I think he had like about 12 to 14 rebounds, I'm not too sure. And for once, he actually looked aggressive. And that's why I liked. Harrison Barnes. This is the same Harrison Barnes that I was used to in North Carolina. Plays great during the regular season in the earlier rounds of the playoffs, but when it's money time in the championship game, homie disappears. He did that in Carolina, I think in 2011 or 2012, one of those years. So that's one. Like I said, I wasn't surprised seeing that Harrison Barnes in the finals. But anyway, you guys, great show as always. Just wanted to chime in on some things. This is Kmart. Catch you with you guys later. Peace out.
Appreciate that, brother.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, I'm gonna give you a chance to speak on that D Rose.
I'll talk about that.
All right, let me get this one more feedback. This email.
All right.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Last congrats to my squad.
Smile, damn.
Is that from Mama G?
Hello, both halves of the brother playing. Very interesting show this time out. I was so happy to hear the two of you give LeBron his props for a great performance and championship. I don't know who you are anymore. LOL. Series ended as one for the ages. I haven't felt so much connection and emotion for a series since Bron's first championship to get that monkey off his back. Thanks for being a classy gentleman now you are and acknowledging Mr. James. We have a truce, if only for the moment. I didn't recognize Spirit G either on the Hoopla show. He was very gracious, awesome, which made me think conspiracy, except I know the three of you would never do that to silence me. No, he wouldn't do that.
Nah, we wouldn't do that.
But you know, that's a good idea. I wish I had thought about it. But go ahead.
Funny you discussed the possible Derrick Rose trade on your show, and then the day was released, he's traded. Seems rebuilds are already in progress for next season. Jonathan, maybe we will meet in the playoffs next year. This change may revitalize Rose's career. Sometimes we just need a change of venue. Looking forward now to football. Time to pick sides and let the sports trash talk begin. Can't wait. Mama G, Hoopla's number one fan.
Appreciate that, Mama G. Pick sides. I got one side, the Bronco side, orange and blue, baby. Let's go. Yes, an early Norse award to me for predicting the Derrick Rose trade and the components that were involved. Thank you.
Yeah, that was kind of perfect.
Thank you.
That was actually kind of perfect. Man. Like, same
except,
day.
Except for the Calderon and the first round pick. That was the only thing I messed up on. But over.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Okay. Went away now. But yeah, thanks, Mama G.
Much appreciated.
I did get the email. I know I didn't respond to it, That's it. Times is busy, but you know, we had to give your boy his props.
Of course. Look.
We'll let's be honest.
I'm holding it.
Yeah. Before we get into all this craziness for the off season, we're gonna do a short recap of the season. So let's just start off with him. I mean, congrats to them, like we said. Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, do I think they are the best team in the league?
No.
But
no.
I mean,
is he the best player in the league? Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, and that just solidified that.
Yes. Is he better than Jordan? No.
Yeah, I was.
Is he catapulted into the top five? Not to me. That's my opinion.
You know, it's like, wait. Time out.
Yes.
When you mentioned the best player, is he the best player in the league? Is that because they won? Because no. The thing that I noticed is that before the end of the finals, everybody for the last like year and a half, we talked about that before, has been on the Steph train. So is that because Steph, like, let's say Golden State had won game seven, would we be saying that Steph is the best player in the league?
No. LeBron would still be the best player in the league because LeBron does more than Steph.
Mm.
Yeah, we made that. We were like, I had to argue.
I mean, I've always said all season that LeBron's still the best player in the league. Yeah, Steph was just having a better season.
Yeah,
right. That's the distinction.
Yeah.
That's it.
Some people still like, but I'm like, look, Steph deserved.
He deserved MVP, absolutely.
Regular season award. That's mm-hmm. what that is. That's not who's 5-6. It's like, who is the best player
this season?
Right now, that was Steph Curry.
Yes.
But if you're saying, well, who's the best player in the game?
LeBron James.
And Della Vendova.
And Mike Conley.
Right.
Yeah, but.
Contract speaks for himself.
Absolutely. But yeah, right. Shout out to the city of Cleveland. They got their title. You know, 50-year drought is over. Now, they ain't no sympathy now. F Cleveland now. I'm sorry. You got your chip. Now F y'all.
I lied, Joaquin Noah.
Period.
That's still one of the best lines ever. Throwing shade to Cleveland. Like they asked Joe, what was it? Like, was it 2011, something like that, the playoffs?
Yeah.
And they asked him what he thought about Cleveland. He's just like, I mean, it's Cleveland. Like, who? Whoever says, like, I want to go to Cleveland.
It's nobody. Like when Toronto's a GM in the playoffs, fuck Brooklyn.
That's right.
Oh man, I love it.
I'm happy for them specifically. Happy for the city. I'm happy for them people who was riding for the Cavs, even when LeBron left. Those who chose not to burn his jersey or say all this mean stuff. Because yeah, I'm with they owner can eat a dick.
I was so mad that he got it first.
Right.
Well, that's customarily, but I love how. Like LeBron James was not in the picture. He let him have about 2 minutes, and then he came around and was like, "Give me the trophy."
Right.
Everybody was like, "Oh, okay. Oh, LeBron's here. Here you go, sir. Here's the trophy."
Right. Like,
give it to the real owner.
Did y'all see at the parade when the owner was trying to give LeBron his props? LeBron's look on his face was like, "Yeah, yeah, okay, whatever, dude."
Yada yada.
Right.
My take on Dan Gilbert has always been the same. He's a jerk. That's a given. But like, you know, put yourself in his situation. Before LeBron had the decision, his franchise was legitimately worth probably $600 million, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The second LeBron went on ESPN and said, "I'm taking my talents to South Beach," it was probably cut in half.
Oh, the city was losing money.
Yeah. So, like, that being said, doesn't justify the letter. Doesn't justify any of that. But I would lash out if I lost $300 million worth of value myself. So, you know, it is what it is.
I don't even think LeBron talks to him anymore. I think LeBron has some middleman that he talks to and just sends all the messages to Dan Gilbert.
He probably talks
to him via email.
Yeah, because that's why I don't get mad at him for re-upping every year to get the most money. Like, that's the epitome of, like, you know, like when you're dating, your girl takes you back after you're cheating. You know, like, she's going to do some petty stuff. You just got to deal with it.
I have a feeling that might be why he went back, because I don't think he realized the impact monetarily he had on that city.
Yeah. I mean, because guess what? Newsflash. Nobody's going to Cleveland in free agency. Nobody.
I think Bron just went back so he could pick on Dan Gilbert. I think like when they be having meetings or they send emails, he just writes "shut up" at the bottom of them.
Right.
Shut up. You can't do nothing. Shut up before I leave.
I wonder if he could just walk around and do whatever he want. He could slap a cop and be like, "What you gonna do?"
Probably now. Yeah, he can.
Yeah. Whenever you have a parade for winning a championship, and in downtown Cleveland, there's over a million people.
Dude.
But the most important thing is, y'all, they canceled court dates for the day.
Right.
He delayed dudes getting locked up.
If that's not some nigga shit, I don't know what is.
Like, wow, he's got his shirt off. JR's got his shirt off.
Hey, JR probably had a court date that day his damn self.
He had his shirt off for like 5 days straight.
That nigga still don't have a shirt on. he ain't put a shirt on since game 7.
Whatever he was wearing when he left, which was his uniform.
That was it.
That's it.
I ain't showering. I ain't washing nothing.
Yeah, they had a picture of him in the club in his uniform. Like, yo, that's amazing.
I mean, is that one of those spots where it's like, whatever the top strip club is in Cleveland, as soon as they won, dude was like, call all them hoes. Tell them come in now. Come in
tonight.
Ship them
in.
Well, we know Kyrie said, well, only if they're white. Yeah.
Listen, if you own a yacht, somebody's got a camera phone, Kyrie. Come on, man.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny.
Shout out to them. Let's talk about who they defeated. I mean, look, Golden State had a great season.
Absolutely.
You know, but you know, we gotta say it.
It don't mean a thing without the ring.
They too light skinned. I've been trying to tell people.
Well, the fun thing is, and you know, I like this because it's always like once the season ends, you get to see, you know, say what you feel like. Steph Curry, now this is two finals where you've been okay.
Yep.
Not regular season dropping 35, 40 every game. Like, have a 30-point game here, 17 here, 6 here, getting sloppy, kind of dancing with the ball. Got a little me first. Like, I'm Steph Curry. I got to carry the team. You know, not the point guard. When you know, like, you're looking like Kyrie Irving over there. And that's, you can do that, but that's not the best way for your team to win. You need to, you can't be sloppy and dance and all that. And man,
save some of that for Clay. Come on. Bring Clay up there, too.
Clay had at least one.
Clay played better than Steph.
Yeah,
he didn't play good enough.
No,
I mean, we're talking about a player that many people think that he's a superstar. I didn't see no superstar. He had a superstar moment.
I still think he's in the top.
But how can he be a superstar playing behind the other butter cookie, and he hasn't stepped out and shown that he can? He had one series. I give him the OKC series
because he's not a superstar
on that one.
I agree. I don't think he's a superstar.
He's not a superstar.
Wait, are we talking about Clay or Steph?
Clay.
Yeah. What's about Steph?
Okay, let's define superstar. Like, what do you consider like a top 10 player in the league, a superstar, something like that?
That's hard. I mean, to
me. I mean, if we're going to name some, because even some people, you have to win. Like, I would think LeBron, Kevin Durant.
Right. I mean, technically, I mean, you ain't get technical. Dirk is still a superstar.
Here's the way I define it. If you can put them on another team and they be the number one option or maybe number two, but a strong number two, then that should qualify. I don't think Clay would be as much of a star, would be as successful as he is right now if he wasn't on Golden State.
I think he's the second coming to Ray Allen.
I think he's being a little constricted by Steph a little bit.
Okay, wait. Do you consider Ray Allen to be a superstar?
In his heyday in Milwaukee? I think
he's Jesus Shuttlesworth.
I think he was in there.
Him and Tracy McGrady used to go at it.
There's no way Jesus Shuttlesworth is not a superstar.
You know what? I'm kind of with you on that spirit. I don't know if he's close. He's a great switcher. Because
with Milwaukee, with the big three,
when Ray was acting alien. Driving the lane, too. Like,
but it's one of the things, like you say, is James Harden a superstar?
I don't know.
He has superstar game, but
to me, part of being a superstar, you got to be able to do it on both sides.
But at least they gave him an opportunity to carry his own team. He is the number one option for Houston, is he not?
That's true.
That's true. No, I'm not arguing if he's a
He's
the
number
star,
one player. Option offensively. He is like the 12th option defensively.
Shout out to Hoopla every
so,
time.
He scores and does stuff for his team, but he also is giving up on the defensive end. So he's hurting his team in that aspect.
I see where you're going with this, Jonathan. So are you saying because Steph is light-skinned that he gets the right to be a superstar but not James Harden?
Wait, time out. Teddy B was about to give some love to Hoopla, so y'all need to stop.
Shout out to Hoopla. I see James Harden blue pro defense. I think it was probably my favorite Hoopla show ever. When they were reading the Get in the Closet Fisher.
Get in the Closet. Yeah, that's right. That's back on our old network. That was a long time ago.
Go ahead, BT.
James Harden.
But Steph don't play D like that either.
I said, if Steph puts in the effort, Steph ain't just letting dudes pass him and then pointing at his teammate like it was your fault.
Yeah. Steph got a lot of top-ball
legs. Baylor, nobody in your adult league plays worse defense than James Harden. Like, you are the worst defender in the league.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that fact alone, he's given up too much on the defensive end, which is hampering his team.
They don't just hand out the Shaq to the
fool. Like, exactly. He got the MVP for a reason.
All right, so what do you guys think about Paul Pierce when he was in Boston before the big three?
Superstar.
First off, Paul Pierce is a combo.
Do we count his outside activities and influence thrown in there
with Harden?
Like in general, do you have to have like
a clean record?
No, but like with Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan. In his prime, it was a superstar.
Correct.
But, you know, some people may feel because he's not on all billboards, he's not, like, on Nike and all that plastered all the time. So some people take that into account in terms of, like,
You can't help what market you're playing.
And that's the thing. I read some crap on Twitter where people were like, John Stockton wasn't a superstar. I'm like, how the hell is John Stockton not a superstar? See,
you just solved the problem right there. You said you read it on Twitter. So.
Yeah, that is true. Touche, my friend. Touche.
But what about things like Jersey said shoes? Does that play in it?
No, not to me.
I mean,
now in that case, I still think Patrick Ewing's a superstar in his shoes.
Just because you got shoes don't mean you're a superstar, man. Like,
Steph Curry 2s was not superstar-esque.
Well, I think that was a money deal. It had to be because he got them, you know.
Where Storm Work and the FBI and all, that's what they rocking.
Yep.
Yeah, for real.
That's what the women put on when they take the heels off to go on their power walking lunch.
He got them pharmacy joints.
That's what I said. They look like cross trainers.
I went to pick up my prescription from the hospital the other day, and like three nurses had them on.
Right? I'm like, they look like nurse shoes. Like, I'm going to get a pair for my wife.
The prescription curry. Wow.
You got to have a prescription to wear them? And actually, guys, to get back to Golden State, I think we should stop blaming Steph, and I think we should stop blaming Klay and start blaming the person that really messed it up for everybody, which was Aisha. It was Aisha. Oh,
wow. You know, the funny thing to me is, I will say, Stephen A. Smith didn't need to go all in like that. She's made money off the fact that her father-in-law and mother-in-law basically got a gang of camera time. And she's there, and it's hard to be like, you know what? Because you're married to a superstar, shut up.
Right.
And that's like, what I'm saying. Like, Stephen A. is on. Like,
yeah, he basically told her to shut up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, anybody who listens to BAP, he's very close to being in the Stacey Dash Hall of Fame, man. Ooh. Like he has a long record of some legitimate hotepish statements about women, especially black women. So he's already on my radar, man. So I come into this with that caveat. Like, Stephen A is close to stepping that line to being just straight chauvinist. So automatically I'm going with but that being said, listen, I'm not gonna lie. If my beautiful wife sent out a tweet saying that the league was fixed, when I get home, we gotta have a concession.
Yeah, I would agree.
So, come on, let's sit down. You know,
well, I'm at least tell her something after the free agency is over, because I gotta get paid first. So let me get paid first, then you say that.
Steph may be the league's first, what, 200 million player, something crazy like that?
Oh, his contract is going to exceed Mike Conley's. He gets more than Mike Conley.
He's not going to, because he'll be under Kevin Durant, because I still believe Kevin Durant doing that one-on-one and then cashing the hell in on his 10 years. Mm. But and if LeBron decides to, he may do one-on-one for the rest of his damn career in Cleveland.
Good for him.
He going to be close.
Yeah, because Curry right now is making minimum wage.
Yeah, he's making like 11.
Yeah, 10, 11 mil.
Which now is nothing.
Yeah, hey, you signed him when he hurt. Oh, you hurt, man. Yeah, we can't really offer you that much money.
Mozgov makes more than Steph Curry. Let's just get into it, please. Let's go.
All right, let me quickly ask about y'all teams. Let me start from
last season.
Yeah, who made it the farthest? Let me start with us, Spirit and them Thunder. The way the season ended, what are your thoughts on this past season? I mean, new Billy Donovan came in, all this, you know, all that. What do you think of your team, the way it ended, and how do you feel going, you know, as the season ended?
I think they showed us a lot. They exceeded my expectations. I didn't have a beat in San Antonio in the playoffs, and I feel like I still put all my trust now in Billy Dee Items. I like what he did. I like somebody. I don't remember who it was, but somebody on the team made the statement throughout this free agency thing. I think it was kind of directed at Durant that was the best they've ever played is in the playoffs under him. So I think if they keep that up. I obviously we need KD to come back. If KD comes back, I'm calling it right now. We got this next year. Mm-hmm. If he comes back, OKC will win the championship.
All right.
Breaking news, fellas. Breaking news.
Oh, I see.
Oh, we going to get into
it. You talking about with who John's team signed?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I just saw it too.
Yeah, that's getting in there.
Wow.
You know, so I guess we're going by record. Going, I do my next, team.
Sir. I'll be last.
You know what? I like.
Hey, we got to find like five people to put before Teddy D.
I don't think you last, Teddy D. If we're going by record, you not last.
That's true. That's true. Actually, there's somebody else on here who's worse than
Jonathan? Okay. Right, yeah. Go ahead.
No,
it's BTG. He's right.
Yeah. Hey. He said, I'll go last.
No, I think I like what I saw from my squad. Kawhi Leonard keeps getting better every damn season. Well, whoever they got developing him, hey, he earning his check. LaMarcus Aldridge, season one, not bad. He's had his moments. I think everybody's better when they second year under Pop, so I'm confident about that. I like Pop admitted that this is basically Leonard and Aldridge's team. It is not the Big Three's team anymore. And it's not. They are role players. Hope doesn't come back for one more. Finish 20. Let's do this. We close. We can get a little bit younger. Get some younger pieces on the side. We're going to be winning another 50 games, and we're going to be in the mix. So let's just do this. All right.
Ginobili's coming back, Ted.
Yeah. Jonathan.
Yes, sir.
Your Bulls, man. Yeah. Y'all had a new head coach as well.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have the same kind of turnout.
Yeah, I'm going to give Fred Hoiberg a mulligan on that one. I don't know. I just think it was hard. I mean, he was filling in some big shoes. I mean, Tom Thibodeau set a standard. These guys were championship contenders for years and years. I mean, he had big shoes to fill. You know, Derrick Rose wasn't the same Derrick Rose. Jimmy Butler pretty much showed that it is his team going forward. And I mean, it got to a point where we just looked old, man. Noah was done for the season. Gasol's in his late 30s. I mean, we just looked like an old team. Everybody's playing ISO. They got to get younger. They had to get more athletic. So I wasn't mad at the Derrick Rose trade. But, I mean, going this next season, I have no expectation. I have very low expectations for next season. I really don't think it's going to be a very good season. We may crack the playoffs, maybe. But I just think, really, the more so they're focusing on next summer when more free agents and stronger free agents will be available. And then they can restock the team. So.
Who did they draft?
They drafted Denzel Valentine from Michigan State.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice.
So I was like, cool. I'll take a senior, somebody who can help right now. Good.
All right, man. I know you voted yourself to go last, but no, we're doing by record. So Teddy D, you know, I think, was he a new coach for real? Scott Skiles, first year.
He who shall not be named. Man, Scott Skiles is the reason we made arguably one of the worst trades in franchise history. We got rid of Tobias because he had friction with Scott Skiles, and we took on the incredible player, Brandon Jennings. hopefully you can pick up the sarcasm in my voice.
Yeah.
Aaron, here's the positives. Let's stick with this. We found out that Aaron Gordon is legit. And a side note, the highlight of our season was him dunking over our mascot in Toronto for All-Star Weekend. Go Magic. Like, that's about where we are right now. So, you know, Aaron Gordon did his thing in the dunk contest. Yeah. But then we followed it up with arguably our second worst trade. And we got rid of, I think, our best defender and arguably our best rim protector in Oladipo. But you know, I'll say this to Spirit, man. I'm not mad that we got Serge. I just think we gave up too much to get him.
Well, and you got him about 2 years too late.
Yeah, man, I know.
Not the same player he was a few years ago, which is why I didn't mind him.
Yeah, my only hope is he's playing for, you see, seeing what everybody's getting for a contract. And we'll keep that in mind and try to, you know, if a best contract you can. But I hope you hear the defeat in my voice. It's horrible. You know, my guy Efron Payton, he is a Rondo-esque type player without the superstars around him to make him look good. So that just means he can't shoot and he's a good dribbler. What does that mean? Absolutely nothing.
Tearing up your paper just thinking about it.
It means now he'll get a max contract.
Yeah, literally. He might. In this NBA, he might. I like his own. He's inconsistent, but he's shown some flashes of being a really solid player in the league. So our young talent is solid. Man, we got a good coach now. We really have a good coach. He's going to be here for a while. That's plus.
Yeah, I got some. I can't wait to talk about your free agency. I don't know, but let me. Cause we in the city.
We in the city of L.A. Yeah. BTG.
Back-to-back shittiest records in franchise history.
Take it easy, fellas, okay?
Look, let me. This last offseason, this last season, what you expected, you had a number two pick. That was interesting. Byron Scott was interesting as well. I mean, your thoughts going in how the season was and heading into the offseason.
Spirit, what are you doing?
Is somebody
eating chips?
Spirit's like, I'm not on mute.
I was on mute. My microphone was, but I guess the Skype wasn't. My bad.
That's all your tax papers up.
Family guy, when they hide.
Oh, Peter start eating the chips?
Yeah, start hiding.
That's awesome. That's a disrespect to the Lakers right there.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get that question again. I was listening to Spirit like do his spring cleaning.
Kobe eating them chips now.
But his whole thing of what did you think of last season for your squad? I mean, yeah, number two pick, Kobe's final year. You know, let me know.
That was the best reality show out there. I know you guys enjoyed it. It's pretty sad knowing the history that my team has. The last 2 years has just been like, it's been frustrating. And I'm spoiled. So on top of that, I just, you know, it is what it is. I can understand how these other franchises who just not getting the job done, like the Knicks, Orlando. I can see how frustrated you get when, like, the front office just doesn't. They don't. It's like the common sense just leaves out the room. Of course, Kobe, we all love him, but it's like, bro, you gotta go.
See ya.
You have majority of the lunch on the table. Nobody's sitting there. You sit by yourself. You catch a helicopter to the Staples Center. It's like, bro, it's time for you to go. We love you, but it's time for you to roll. We clear up cap space. We have a lot of money in our wallet. And what do? We go off and get
Miles Garrett. They feel
it's valuable.
No. We gonna get it. Just say it. I'm gonna let
I know you're anxious, brother. Hold on.
It's too far.
He is anxious.
Okay, but let me ask you this. How do you like the Luke Walton move?
I like Luke Walton because he's a fresh new coach. He's proven that he can handle a team, but the problem is he had a high-powered team to handle. So we haven't seen him put a team together and then show what he can do. And I don't know what type of offense he's going to run, and he's confused. We need to hurry him and get to the free agency because everything keeps going towards that way. But, you know, I like the draft pick, and I just want to see what type of offense they're going to run. And are they going to play defense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all these questions.
That's the question.
All right, y'all. So, folks, we're going to take a short break. We coming back, and we just dive in here first.
We got to get into
free
it.
Agency madness. Y'all, listen to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Holla! This is KC Lehman, and you are tuned in to the Black Is Network. Be sure to check out the podcast I have the pleasure of hosting called The Break at blackisonline.com.
All right, y'all, we're back. Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, we're about to get into this free agency.
Freaking free agency. All season craziness.
So if y'all want to chime in on your thoughts, you can hit us up via email, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com. Voicemail is 323-455-4219. Twitter, @brotherslehman. On the show page on the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. If you're a frustrated fan like myself, let your vents be known. Just vent all you want. Because I'm probably going to be venting too.
Y'all, it's going to be many people. So, we know the Adam Silver in the league, you know, knew this huge jump in the salary cap by about, I feel like, 20, 30 million was coming. And he was like, yo, can we spread this out so this don't really hit us all the way? And then Michelle Roberts and the Players Association felt a different kind of way. This is what they said.
Do you know what Chuck Berry said every night before counting 1, 2, 3, 4?
What did he say?
Pay me my money.
Hell no, we want our money now.
In cash.
And it's just winning.
And the weakest players can get money.
Man.
I mean, my God. You know who's pissed? You know who pissed, right? Everybody who signed contracts before today, before this free agency.
Yeah, they. Oh my God! I mean,
you know, Jordan's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So let me cue my man hit it because you know I. Oh my God!
Show me the money.
That was every single player's reaction.
That was actually Mike Conley in that soundbite.
<That's right>. I mean, damn. Yeah, we can. I mean, I broke all these out by teams and all that, but go. Let's get for the money, man. Fuck it. Mike Conley.
This nigga.
5 years, $153 million to stay. biggest contract in NBA history. Before he signed his contract, it was like Charles Barkley, most underrated player in the league. He is a great point guard.
Mike Conley is very good.
Yes. He ain't elite.
He ain't $30 million a year, dude.
He ain't a superstar,
but I mean, Mike Conley, I hope you ball the hell out.
Look, I'm happy for him. I ain't mad at him.
When you say $153 million, that's not the first person you think of.
Not right.
Or the fifth.
Or the 12th or the 34th.
No. He's great. Don't get me wrong. But he just came off of an injury. He was just Cyclops a few months ago. He couldn't see.
Hey.
But here's the thing, man. This is Brother Raymond Sports Happy Hour. So I will reference football in this and remind everybody that at one point, Joe Flacco was the highest paid player in the NFL. Like, it was just Mike Conley's turn.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, Flacco, in his defense, they don't normally get money like that. So you got to get it when you can get it.
And I don't know who his agent is, but I want him as mine.
Right.
I'm giving him high fives, baby.
I want that agent as my agent now at my job. For me a raise.
Yeah, really?
For real.
Man, I mean, they felt like shelling out money because I was like, well, you need help? Okay. Who else getting some max dollars? Chandler Parsons? 4 years, $94 million.
He has been one of the most injury-prone players I've ever seen get paid.
Now his agent?
Yeah, high five.
Yeah. Because Houston was like, we ain't paying you. We ain't matching that shit. He goes to Dallas.
Like 15 a year?
Plays. What he sound like?
He said it was 3 years, 45.
Yeah, and I guess he only did 2 years. Feel like it.
Yeah.
Did
unless he got hurt,
just okay. I mean, when has he not been hurt and gets a max deal?
But,
God damn!
But you know, it's all relative though.
Welcome because, to the new NBA.
Yeah,
like not only the salary cap, but like yes, Chandler Parsons, but more so than that, Bradley Beal.
Ugh. Oh God!
Bradley Beal has legitimately missed an entire NBA season's worth of games. A whole season, 82 games.
And he making way more than John Wall.
Yeah, I remember John Wall was complaining because he signed.
John Wall bitched about Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, felt like ages ago he signed.
And Reggie Jackson's deal is a deal now. It's a bargain.
That's because he had gotten 5 years, 80. And he was like, wait a minute. He ain't better than how he get my contract. So I'm like, so the
guy
lucky
he didn't sign it this season.
Yeah, so now your backcourt mate, who is not better than you.
Nope.
Gets 5 years, 128.
Oh, man.
But you called that, though, Teddy D.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, the only reason why is when they came out with the terms of the deal that the NBA signed for all the TV money, they also alluded to the fact that the salary cap was going to go up. So, wow, this is different from the 90s in that the rookie contracts were getting all type of crazy money, like the big dog. Mm-hmm. He came into the league and got all that money. They changed to where the rookies can only get a set amount. So now the vets have to get paid because the salary cap is expanding so much. So, like, I've never had the take that and we'll get to him because he hasn't signed as of recording date, but Harrison Barnes, I never thought Harrison Barnes was a top 10 player, but he's about to get paid like one.
Yeah,
because this is just the time we're in.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen the guys with Eric Bledsoe 2 years ago, your boy you complaining about.
I can't even talk about Tristan Thompson anymore.
Right.
His contract's a bargain now.
Yeah, his contract is low. Yeah,
and he feel like, at least you feel like, well, he looked like he earned his money. I was like, okay, you look like.
Well, now compared to today, yeah, he earned that.
Sorry,
well, his play in the finals, I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe I'll back off a little bit. I still think he gave you too much money, but at least I'm like, okay, what they paid you to do, you are doing and then some.
Again, that they did set the market for the bigs, though.
Yeah, when you are a strict free agent, man, and you're good, you're going to be like, give me
I'm better than Tristan Thompson. Give me Mo.
I mean, look, Andre Drummond, 5 year, $130 million. We knew he was getting paid.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't shoot free throws to save his life.
Isn't that crazy?
He going to get $130 million, and Adam Silver's going to bail him out.
Yep.
Yeah, because they're going to change the Hackershack.
I hate that. Learn how to shoot free throws.
Yeah.
You can. I don't have a problem tweaking it, But if I want to foul a nigga because he can't shoot free throws, I still want to be able to do that.
Right. That's a smart strategy.
Exactly.
Don't take that away from me.
Nope. DeMar DeRozan, he said, I ain't leaving Toronto. And for 5 years, $145 million, Toronto is awesome.
That's right. Like, I might learn a little French.
Like, yeah, I'm thinking about going home to Compton. Nah, I'm thinking about staying here in Toronto.
Nope.
Like, Celine Dion ain't really that bad.
Hey, man, the way them fans come out.
Man. Like, look, everybody talks about Drake. Yeah, everybody talks about Drake singing, but I enjoy it. Yeah, all that, man.
Yeah, the
chance. I wouldn't out loud if I were you.
No, I don't do that. But it's 140 something million, I would.
Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, it's just so many. I mean,
Baylor is waiting patiently.
Yeah, I'm
trying to get some of these large ones out the way. I got to give props to fucking, where is that? Al Horford. Four years, 113. Going to the Celtics. Hey, man. All they needed was one.
That's it.
Somebody commit. Hey, Al Horford.
They didn't even have to trade their assets to get him.
Nope.
And they had the number three pick draft.
Yeah, they drafted Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
Which I don't know about that. Like, he seems like the new age Jeff Green to me. Like, I don't know about Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, he was kind of, I was like,
I mean, you can use a Jeff Green on your squad.
Yeah, and that's
not as the main option, but that'll definitely help.
Well, Teddy has him now.
Yeah, fun.
He got Jeff Green.
I appreciate you bringing my mood down just by reminding me. Freaking Orlando.
And the last $100 million player, as of recording time, Nicholas Batum, 5 years, $120 million to stay with them Hornets.
Okay.
I want him.
He's another one. He's been low key injury prone in his career.
But it pays to have a bounce back season.
Doesn't
right
it?
Contract.
You know, Derrick Rose is licking at the chops.
Yo, you know he is.
But why does it seem like everybody's doing 5 years? Why is nobody doing 6 or 7 years anymore?
They
is that
cut
the
it.
Limit?
That's the cap.
Yeah, that's the limit now.
Your team.
Oh, they can only do five. The max is 5 years.
Yeah. The owners had to protect themselves from themselves. Yeah.
Yeah. Your team can sign you to 5 years max. If you leave to go somewhere else, the most you can get is four.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. They cap that stuff. All right, man. I know everybody's teams made some kind of moves. Baylor.
Yep.
Go ahead.
How you feel?
He was excited though when he heard his name though.
Yeah, I'm here.
I mean, let me in, Mark. You got.
I don't know where. You want to know why?
Started off 4 years, $64 million. You also got Jordan Clarkson. Nice deal.
Hey, that was good.
4 year, 50. That was nice. Mm-hmm. Luol Deng.
4 years, 74.
72.
Or 72 or 74.
So let's break it down. Let's break it down here. We spent $36 million on 12.3 points a game and 6.3 points a game. 6 rebounds a game, 4 rebounds a game between two players.
I could do that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to the league next year.
Man. I mean, the Mavs
got not mad at the players they acquired. It's the length of the contract, especially for Dang. Giving Dang 4 years, I didn't like that.
Yeah,
I'd have gave him two.
I didn't think Dang was going to be in the year in 4 years.
I'd have gave him two.
Be in the league in 4 years.
He's out of here.
And he's sticking around for all four.
Yeah. Right now.
Because he's making starter money, so are you bringing Brandon Ingram off the bench?
I think they are initially. I feel like they're not going to throw him in. I think he's going to get his minutes, but I do with adding Dang. I think Dang is going to start at the three, which is it's not bad.
I mean, they needed veterans.
If you're bringing Dang on to groom Ingram and help him out, things like that, that's fine. But you don't have to pay him that much to teach him.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
And I think that was part of their plan was to have him kind of he is what you needed D'Angelo Russell to have last year.
Yeah. He's a pro.
He is a professional. Exactly.
Yes, and he's a great locker room dude.
Yeah.
He's a professional. They need that. Mozgov.
He's another one. He's a good locker room guy.
He's got something to prove. He's not bad.
And you need a starting center. But it's just the money and the years.
Mozgov for four.
I give you 4 years, 40. I'm not giving you 64, man. For yes, what? Right. You can't even.
And this is the thing, though, because when you look around the league and all these players is getting all these half a billion contracts, they have the right to say that now.
Yeah.
Big men are a premium and always are.
Even though they don't get used like that.
Small ball. But look, I think 4 years.
I'm wondering what Festus Ezeli about to get now.
Yo, know what, though? Like, the all NBA, I cost myself money from the playoffs team. Festus Ezeli may be the starting center, man. Like that dude. That. Yeah, that. Well, look, Mozgov was like, look, I'm going to fall back and not even play and get paid. Festus, you just messing up, bro. You can't keep up with Tristan Thompson. He's out running you. He's out hustling you. You can't guard the perimeter. They're getting fouls and ones. I can't wait to see what his offer sheet is going to be. But at this point, I think it's safe. Now, for me, I can't speak for anybody else. But I will give this to Mozgov and the Lakers. I think he's a get in. Festus Ezeli. Like, that's as far as I'm willing to go for praise for that deal.
I would say Mozgov is a better, to me, I mean, he's a better center than Festus Ezeli, I think. Festus Ezeli is younger and more athletic, but Mozgov is better. I would trust Mozgov more in my offense, as my starting center than Festus Ezeli. Ezeli don't do nothing.
I agree. My problem, I mean, I don't have an issue with the player. I have a problem with our treasurer or the bank that's saying, look, well, we need you for this, and we're going to give you're worth this much, but let's put a little bit extra on it just because.
Yeah, and I know, you know, the Lakers had that history of going for the big fish. And kind of, you know, then you wait so long for that to fall, and then by that time, everybody gone, and now you left with like third, fourth tier players. So, you know,
I think that depends on what Walton is looking for, because, like I said, I wasn't upset or I wasn't frustrated that they didn't really pitch or go hard at KD, because when you look towards next year, which I guess we'll be getting to further in the show, next year we got a lot of fish out there, a lot of big fish.
But KD said he didn't want to meet with the Lakers, right?
Yeah, KD chose not to go. And that was interesting for the Lakers as well. It wasn't like a lot of guys that they would normally meet with, they were like, we don't want to meet with you. It was all on the radio.
DeMar,
it was like Lakers getting white side.
Laker talk radio was so depressing.
They're going to get white side that day.
It was so depressing. White side.
And for the last 10 years, it seemed like they've been blaming that on Kobe. But you can't blame that on Kobe now.
Nah.
That's management.
To me, it's Jim and Jeannie Buss. It ain't just Jim Buss. I think it's both of them.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think Jeannie, she probably just being quiet.
Yeah, I told you, when she said she didn't know about that Byron Scott got fired, she found out after the fact. I'm like,
oh no, I don't believe that, but I do think she wants her brother to fail miserably.
Of course, so she can get rid of him.
Yeah. It's happening now. I mean,
oh, this is it. This is the last straw. The moves he's making now, Laker fans are fed up.
These moves ain't bad. It's just she's gonna be like, you did a good job,
but money wise.
But you said we'd be here, and you ain't. So bye. Yep. I would, you know, I like the Mozgov,
and then y'all can get Phil Jackson.
I like Dang, Brandon Ingram. Right. I think it's a great fit for that squad. And they're just they can improve greatly. And she'd be like, oh, but you said conference finals. Sorry.
Yep.
Gotta go.
Don't happen.
Like, oh, here's your portion of the team. Like, you still own the part of the team.
She's the owner.
No, she's the owner because she's not the one and only owner. She's just the face. That's why he can take a step back, leave, and make money off whatever she does. Just sit there.
If I was her, every meeting that we have, I would go to him. I'd say, you said conference finals. Finals, right? Yeah. Who did you get this time? Luau Deng, and walk right out. Don't say nothing. Just walk right out. Slowly though.
Talk to the secretary. Can you put that in the minutes? Yeah.
And every time he texts you, just text back, dang. Conference finals.
All right, let me get this out of the way, just because this is the only team, the only move my team has made. I don't understand getting Rajon Rondo at all. He's Derrick Rose-esque.
And $14 million per?
I mean, I like Rondo as a ball distributor. The man can rack up assists with the best of them. Because Derrick Rose didn't really get assists like that, so I'll give him that. But he needs the ball too much in his hands, and it's Jimmy Butler's team. Jimmy Butler needs the ball in his hand. I don't understand the fit. I don't get it. I just feel like they're just like, we got to make a move. Let's give money to somebody.
Yeah.
I'm like, God damn, really?
Basically, y'all must be.
I would rather y'all just hold on to the money and wait for next summer.
Yeah, well, I guess they didn't want to roll with Etwan.
Etwan Moore's gone. We got Jose Calderon. I'd rather have him.
Is Jerry Grant a point?
That's what I'm saying. We got Jerry and Grant too. Like, what do you need Rondo for?
Nah, I don't know if you've seen him play too much though.
Who?
Like
Jerry Grant?
Nah, yeah, like that ain't. You know,
Jerry Grant was a rookie last year.
Yeah, but I don't know if he's ready to step into the starting spot right now.
Well, when is he going to be ready, Teddy? We rebuilding.
Yes, true, but you got to make the decision. We are about to tank, which Rondo can do great as well, by the way. So, I mean, I think it'd be good, but like, you know. Listen,
is he going to start butting heads with Jimmy Butler? Because it seems like it's going to happen.
Jimmy Butler
going to fight.
Ted Horberg is going to, listen, as a fellow Louisville Nate.
He couldn't handle Jimmy Butler. He can't handle Rajon Rondo.
Trust me, a Rondo-Butler backcourt is gonna cause like shelves of Alka-Seltzer and Pepto-Bismol.
Teddy, let LJ and all them boys know I can't wait to hear what they got to say about this on 35th of Kentucky.
I got you.
Good Lord.
Why did Rondo leave Sacramento anyway? He seemed like he was okay in Sacramento, aside from George Karl, who's not there anymore.
Is anybody okay in Sacramento?
I mean, Cousins.
Cousins is just
biding his time right now. He's like, the minute I can get out of this contract, I'm out of here.
He's leaving.
Yeah. Now that might be low key the happiest dudes to sit back and watch the contracts that are going on with his cousin. Like he knows even though he is arguably the biggest team killer along with Dwight Howard in the league, that he is about to get maxed out by some poor sap.
Oh, man, I think he's gonna be somewhere. I think he's gonna be somewhere around a
300. This nigga gonna get a $300 million contract.
He's gonna get close to $30 million a year for real.
Yep.
I mean, because he can command it. He's that good.
Well, look at the contracts that are being handed out now.
That's what I was just about to say. Anybody that hasn't signed yet, I will go with like a stupid number. Like, give me 210, and if they question it, and just say Dellavedova.
Like who's the dude from Miami that just signed Tyler Johnson?
Yeah,
like 4-year, 50 or something.
Oh, he signed that offer sheet.
That's ridiculous. What did he do?
I mean, he 50?
He signed a 4-year 50.
Thank you. What did he do?
The Nets signed him to a 4-year 50. He's restricted, so
the funny thing is,
he played.
If you try to come to his defense,
he played all right.
All right, look, let's talk about that. Oh, too bad Storm ain't here, but I want to hear him chime in. Miami's in an interesting position. Pat Wright seems to have garnered enough respect to get Kevin Durant a meeting, because I was shocked. Like, you on the Miami? Word? Tyler Johnson was playing. He played pretty well in the playoffs, so I'll give him that. But I mean, Whiteside got his money, 4-year, $98 million.
They fucking up with D Wade.
Yeah, D Wade feel like he want. I don't know what he want, but it sounded like they was like take $10 million a year, and he like
sway by go to New York.
He was like, hell no. I don't know if he coming to Chicago now. Now that y'all gave him that money, Chris Bosh, he may not. Next year may be it for him. I don't know. I don't know what Miami going to do.
I don't know what they doing. I know Storm's frustrated.
No, I know she's frustrated. Like, what the hell going on? Wow. Who else got some?
Everybody.
Atlanta, Dwight Howard going back home.
Teddy D, your boy.
Baylor,
your boy.
In his defense, he had to get as much child support money as he could.
For child support and lip gloss.
Windex.
Well, you knew once he saw
you can't knock that one. I mean, he's going home and he's just getting his child support.
Well, once you saw what Mozgov got, you knew he was getting 20.
Yeah, he was like, I'm getting my money.
But did y'all see that article that said that when it was announced that Dwight Howard was being signed to the Hawks, that was the final nail in the coffin for Al Horford?
I'm looking at it right now. I was just about to say that.
You said what?
He didn't want to play with Dwight Howard.
I've heard about that.
Al Horford was like,
"Nah, I'm good."
So once he signed with them, I figured that once Dwight Howard signed, I was like, "Oh, I guess they gave up on Al Horford."
Well, they were trying to trade Paul Millsap. I was like, "Trade Chicago, please."
I didn't get that. I was like, why the fuck would you now trade Paul Millsap?
Yeah.
I was like, I like Paul Millsap next to Dwight Howard is not bad. And I was like, but why would you? I don't know. And then Bazemore got his damn money.
Yeah. Shout out to Bazemore. You know, I think
I would have been mad if he would have re-signed with the Lakers. That would have pissed me off. We had you.
Well, I'd be like, what the Lakers doing? He ain't want to be here. I'm not afraid
to say it. We're just stupid. We're just dumb. They was going to max out a player we had already.
Oh, man.
God, dog.
Yeah, I was like, don't do that. But yeah, they gave mad money. Look, what's the name gone? Now your boy Dennis Schroeder starting.
Yeah, buddy. Watch him take off, too. Watch him take off.
Yeah. He's probably going to have double digits assists.
I'm telling you. He's putting up close to 20 and 10. Watch.
Yeah, man.
No, he's gonna ball.
He's gonna be nice, man.
Well, shout out to him though, because I still look back one of arguably the worst draft decisions that I can ever remember is Atlanta taking Marvin Williams or Chris Paul and Deron Williams.
Let me tell you something. So, I was living in Atlanta when that happened.
Yeah.
And you could just hear all the awes outside. You were like,
it's like, what?
What? Was
he taking the freshman six man off of North Carolina?
And Chris Paul said he wanted to come to Atlanta.
Think about that. Like, how different would Atlanta's history be?
They don't know. People still probably look at that.
You team him with Horford?
What the fuck are we doing out here? I ask you. What in the fuck are we doing here?
I was like, what? A freshman?
Marvin Williams got his money.
Marvin Williams got his paper.
Man. What was it, 4 year, 55 or something like that?
Yep, 4 year, 54 and a half. Stay with Charlotte.
Jesus.
But that, once again, this is the memo to the league. Don't be fooled by performance in a contract year, y'all. Please.
For real. It happens in the NFL all the time.
All I got to say is
Albert Haynesworth.
Oh, come on, man.
I can think of Pierre. Eric Dampier. Oh, the favorite when everybody talks about bad contracts. Number one on the list.
Jerome James?
Yes. Jerome James. Five minutes.
Yo, he didn't even have a good playoffs. He had a good playoff series.
In Seattle Supersonic history.
It came to the – look, I don't know if y'all remember this. This is random. I'm going to look for the YouTube clip and send it to y'all. But, like, after his first game with the – Knicks, one of my first WTF moments of the NBA is he had a decent game after he signed that contract. He came to the post game interview with a cape on. And said to New York, "Don't worry, I'm here."
Like, wait.
Damn.
And he was like, he was nothing. And all of a sudden, 4 year, 40. You like, what?
Yeah, and at that time, it was big money.
You were like, $10 million, this fool. He deserved one. Bro. You're giving him $10 million. Hey, man. Speaking of the Knicks, man, I ain't mad at these moves either. I mean, Noah, 4 years, 72.
I'm going to pre-warn cats in New York because they have been ranting and raving and like, oh, look at our starting five. Tom Thibodeau ran that Bulls team into the ground. So Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah got a lot of wear and tear on the tires, buddy.
Yeah, but Chicago ain't won it since Thibodeau left, so obviously that running him into the ground did something.
I mean,
it worked, at least to a certain extent.
I'm letting them know Derrick Rose is going to make sure he plays in at least 80 games.
Oh, we were talking about it. This is what he was talking about, what I need, my kids and my contract, and I need
And that's
money.
Why I was not mad at the Bulls trading him, because it was like, dude, I'm not paying you Mike Conley money.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay, no.
But $72 million for Noah, though, that's a lot to me.
That's ridiculous. I thought it was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I first saw the off said 4 years, 120, which is why I was saying he wasn't worth $30 million. Fortunately, they didn't do that, but I thought that was ridiculous. But I thought that the amount that they actually did do turned out to be just as ridiculous.
Give him 18 a year.
It's ridiculous. But they had to make some moves, though.
Look at this is a good rule though for the new salary cap. You can keep the years as is for whatever deal that you look at, but cut the money by half, and that's what the salary cap that we are used to would have looked like.
Yeah.
So if you get Noah over, was it 3 or 4 years? My fault.
Four.
Okay. So if you get Noah 4 years, like $36 million, that's what we would have been used to seeing as far as the numbers go.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's not safe. But I will say this, even more so than Noah, I get the Derrick Rose trade, because this is not only a contract year, they get 1 year to see what he can do.
And they can market him still.
That's it, still man. Marketable. Like, you know, you can do two things with one move. You can show Carmelo, hey, if I'm Phil Jackson, I'm like, listen, I know I messed up a lot, man. I know I did. But at least I brought in some guys that you know, you recognize, that were former great players, and we can try to at least get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
That can show some progress, and hopefully it'll be a free agent destination eventually, because it's a great market. But I just worry about Derrick Rose with the New York press, because that mumbling ain't going to go over.
It's not. Hey, Teddy, I swear it's not. He better have Zingas up there with him.
That ain't going to go over too great, man.
I will say I did like the Courtney Lee move. I thought that was a good move.
I did like that.
Did you see what he did on on Twitter? So you know they've been because you know Wade is still out there. So yeah. they've been placing his face or his body, you know, in the Knicks jersey with Carmelo, Zingas, and Noah. And so they put them four. But Courtney Lee just signed, and Courtney Lee put his body in Wade's place. I said, you better slow down, because if Wade do sign there, you come right off of that poster.
That's it.
Like, you know what? We going to renege on
this agreement. Yeah, we sorry. We taking that contract back.
He going to get that in December, though.
Let me ask you guys this. If D-Wade does sign with New York, do you think that makes them a legitimate contender in the East to take out Cleveland?
Yes. No. I say yes.
I don't think they would have enough depth.
I don't think so either.
The depth would be a problem.
And just injury concerns, because Melo's been hurt. Derrick Rose has been hurt.
D-Wade's definitely been hurt.
Well, yeah. when you look at the depth on both sides, I mean, Cleveland just lost their MVP player, bench player.
Who?
Dellavedova.
They got 3 days to match.
They can still match.
Let's not forget, we are still in an agreement period. We saw what happened last year with Dallas and DeAndre Jordan.
Right.
Things can change mighty quickly.
I think DJ is just 101, though. He's just a weirdo.
I agree. I don't think that's going to happen again. I don't think that happens frequently.
Man, I'm trying to. Oh, and else in the as we talking about the East. Hey, man, the Pacers are making some serious moves.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Give Al Jefferson
3 years, nice 30. Money. That was nice contract.
3 years, 30. Hell yeah.
How in the hell did all these other players get a better contract than him?
Right. I was like, he signed 3 years, 30. That's it.
He started falling to backup, and they're like,
I guess he like, I'm trying to win.
Right. I'm saying, and they. Already traded for Thaddeus Young.
Traded for Jeff Teague.
Man, like, hey, man, Larry Bird. Lineup. Yeah.
You know, I feel like at some point they're going to try to ship out Monte Ellis. But at least.
They're trying now. That's the word.
But at least for, they start in six-man rotation. Now here's the thing. With that lineup, I'd actually probably bring Al Jefferson off the bench. I like Miles Turner with the. with the other one. I like that young lineup. Jefferson, yeah. Jefferson did play backup. I don't think he liked it, but he was playing backup in Charlotte.
Yeah, if he can embrace that role as a vet, it would be invaluable. But you know, if I'm the GM for Indiana, the first, second, and third call I'm making is to Sacramento and be like, "Look, I got Monta Ellis over here. What y'all want to do?" Vladdy's just like, he's a franchise player. Yes, Vlad. He absolutely is. Let's make something happen.
I wouldn't be surprised if Larry Bird like, "Hey, I got Al Jefferson, Monta Ellis. Let's talk D-Cuz."
Yeah,
you know,
that's a huge one right there. Here.
But man, yeah, Pace, hey man, like yeah, the teams are stepping up. I'll give them that.
Teddy, let's just go ahead. Go ahead, Teddy. Bismack. We got the Congo Twins up front.
Conference championship.
Man, I got it. Man, Teddy, I was like.
The new last Orlando.
2 years, I'm like, what in the hell?
Just to set the tone, my head is in my hands and I'm rubbing my eyes because this is just what my team does to me. This is what we do, man. Like what like one move alone. This is what they do every year, y'all. Like, you understand? The pain that I consistently feel by watching this exact team do what they call work. Like, what type of due diligence did you do when you looked at two big men and said, those are the two that can put us over the hump? Really? Really, bruh? Like, what? You know what? I'm done. No. I mean, y'all can talk about it.
I know what you're trying to say. We'll put it in. Here, what I'll put it in layman terms for you.
Man, this is some bullshit.
There you go. Because you take basically you got rid of Oladipo,
Tobias Harris,
and you got
Brandon Jennings.
But then Brandon Jennings walks because he's a free agent.
Exactly.
You flip Ilyasova.
So you pretty much traded those guys for
Serge Ibaka.
and here's the thing.
And it says Serge Ibaka because you just signed. That's it.
Let's
and
not forget.
You traded three quality players for Serge
and
Ibaka.
And Sabonis. I forgot about him.
That's what I was getting to. My man, listen, I don't know if I've actually spoken to y'all about this. One of my favorite NBA players of all time, Arvydas Sabonis. Like, I love the fat Arvydas in Portland. Like, when somebody asks me what I play like in the adult league I play in, I'm like, Arvydas. Like, I can't jump. I can pass a little bit and I can shoot. That's it. So, like, when I saw his son at Gonzaga, I'm like, oh, yeah, he's a player. And then I heard that we were trading for Ibaka. I'm like, okay, who do we give up? They said Oladipo. I was like, ugh, that's a lot. But then they kept going, y'all. They kept going. like you going to give up three legitimate, valuable assets that this franchise has for a player that we have not extended yet. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, me's in this last year.
And
you helped
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
He helped out the Cleveland giving Channing Frye. You're like, everybody who played great next to Vucevic, you got rid of.
And now they're talking about trading Vucevic.
That's what I'm saying.
Might as well. And everybody else.
Like it's funny because we're rebuilding from a rebuild. Like who looks at this plan and says, that's great? Nobody. I don't know.
How about a Vucevic for Steven Adams? How about that? Works for me.
You know what? Y'all the assault. You might as well, whatever. You know,
that's Orlando.
I mean, the Evan Fournier 585 is a lot, but he played.
But he's good.
He's good.
And I need to listen to what I just said a couple minutes ago as far as the new salary cap. But I will admit, as a fan, it's hard to get over the number that you see when your team resigns, who arguably was your third to fourth best player for that number, and then trades away Oladipo. Yeah, let's get rid of
Tobias Harris. Let's bring in Jeff Green for you.
Because now okay, she got a nice backcourt.
I'm saying. That's what I said. If we bring KD back, that's why I'm saying we have a legitimate shot. Ilya Sova is a he's been inconsistent, but when he's on, that dude is a beast.
Now he'll be like the third, fourth option. He got pressure off of him.
Right.
He can ball.
He'll probably come off the bench, which I think would be even better.
You know what? I'm gonna let you hold that one, man. Like that's just like the Lakers calling the Lakers executive team calling Orlando's executive team. It was like two slow kids just talking to each other in class.
Oh, yeah. Listen, how can we make this interesting again?
I'm good.
How can we make the headlines again?
Oh man, it's gonna be all right, Teddy.
Maybe they're tanking. Maybe they're planning to tank.
Well, then where does that leave Aaron years? Gordon?
We've been tanking for a decade, bro.
Yeah, because that is fun. Like, what, is Aaron Gordon starting?
Are they trading Aaron Gordon?
No, but I don't
know. It's the only draw that we have anymore. Like, it makes no sense, y'all. It legitimately makes no sense.
So he's your starting small forward?
Yep.
And he can't shoot?
What did he bring to the table besides dunk contest?
He can't shoot. I don't understand.
Technically, you can't even count the dunk contest.
Well, that's true. He didn't technically win it. That's true.
Like, the best thing we can say in our franchise is a guy we drafted finished second in the dunk contest.
Damn.
That's it. And we had a pretty good 30 for 30 about us.
Like,
there you go.
That's awesome. Yeah. I give you a lot of credit, though, Teddy B.
Why?
For sticking with them. I left them motherfuckers a long time ago.
Being a glutton for punishment? Like,
yeah, pretty much. You're holding on to... Shaq's not even...
Help!
Jesus, man.
See, that's... See, I'll tell you.
The baby laughing.
See, yeah, that was me. That wasn't even the baby. That was thinking about my future as an Orlando Magic fan.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. But yeah, man, the East look like they stepped things. I mean, the East dominated the damn all season. Since I got on here, we talking about Delvin Dove. I had to ask Baylor, what you think, Thon Maker to the Bucks, the number 10 pick.
I told y'all, cats in the East. I said this dude is going to change up the draft. He going to sneak up in there. He's 47 years old. He has a lot of experience. I knew he was going to sneak up because they compared him to Garnett and KD, and that's the only thing you have to say. He dominated in Vegas in the Fab 48, so he is a solid player. I don't know about going that high. But I knew he was going to shake up the draft a little bit.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that was weird. They got a lot of 6'7".
They got a lot of long.
They got like 8 niggas who 6'10" with like an 8-foot wingspan and could do everything but shoot.
Yeah, like I feel like Thon Maker
play great defense and then struggle to hit a jumper.
He's just like, and mind you, full disclosure, I'm not specifically talking about myself, but perfect example. Like when you take your boy to the strip club for the first time and you try to warn him like, yo, don't spend all your money on this. It's just an experience, whatever. But I feel like the NBA GMs look at Thon Maker, like the girl that just comes on to the Luke song, and then they just like, take all my ones. Take all my ones. You're 7 foot what? And you can shoot? And you from Africa, so you got a workout, work ethic? Yeah, come on, bro. Top 10 draft pick. Let's go. I just, come on, y'all. We better than that. I just, Thon Maker. Get out of here.
And I feel like that stripper story was not necessarily not about you. I just think you just put that out there just, you know, in case anybody don't listen. So we'll go with it too. We'll go.
Still, at the end of the day, Milwaukee, do you want Luol Deng?
Why are you trying to get rid of Luol Deng?
Already, I'll take whoever else they got. That's why.
Already,
hey man, y'all need some help. Y'all ain't got rid of Mister. I got broken up on Twitter yet. Ooh. Nick Young, he's still there. You need some veteran Hell,
he's not a veteran.
Nick Young? No, not Nick Young. Technically, well, dang.
Technically, he is. Yeah, technically, that's
by the letter of the law.
This is the same guy that was sneaking girls in a house, and he has video cameras.
I mean, can we use that as a caveat? Like, D'Angelo Russell has been drugged through the mud. He's made a commercial about it. He's taking his medicine. You know, like, let's give the kid another shot.
He gets another shot. I'm talking about Nick Young.
Nick Young needs to go.
He need to get waived immediately. Use that whatever provision you can use on Josh Smith.
Stretch it out. Yeah.
Get him out of there.
Move.
But then how's he going to be able to afford all his shoes that he keeps in the warehouse of Studio 2?
We got rent.
I can't wait to see the 30 for 30 short about how fast Nick Young goes broke after he's done with the league.
Oh, you know, his agent was like, damn it, why couldn't you just act right? Because now he ain't seeing a lick of this money.
Nah.
Ain't nobody signing him.
Yo, and real quick, can we just have a minute? Can we just have a moment of silence for OJ Mayo?
Oh, man.
Oh, God, dude.
Yeah, man.
Of all off seasons, this is the one that you get caught doing whatever. Like,
whatever he was doing was not what people think he was doing. There was no marijuana involved. They said it wasn't PEDs. So you, my friend, had a bowl of that white sugar over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
The candy makes you dandy.
Either that or he's shooting something up. I don't know.
And you want to talk about, and I'm a UCLA fan, but I followed this man's whole career because I thought he was going to be the USC savior. When he got into the league, they praised him like he was going to be the next Kobe because he came in the league at 28. Everybody knew that.
That dude.
Hey, yo, who was that a few years ago? Was that OJ Mayo that was like battling depression and stepped away from the game for
Milwaukee's big man, Larry Sanders.
That's right. What the fuck is going on in Milwaukee, man?
Wisconsin has got something bad, but you know what? If I'm Larry Sanders looking at these contracts,
I'm coming back right now.
I'm happy. Y'all.
I've got my life together. Who's ready to sign me?
Y'all seen that Kobe meme where it was like Kobe? Get all these contracts and like, I got one more year left in me.
I just want to be a vet on somebody's team for 15 minutes.
Right. Like, he going to sit on the bench in New York, play for Phil again.
He might.
That's going to be tempting.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, and then the Rockets just, what the hell? They got Ryan Anderson, 4 years, 80.
Ugh.
That dude.
Wow.
And then Eric Gordon, 4 years, 53.
Two more injury prone cats.
It's a lot of shooting.
I gotta
the Rockets just ended up spending money to move nowhere.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like I gotta say, I'm kind of proud for the league only giving Eric Gordon 50 though, because he's been stealing money for years, years, bro. Like he's been done.
Bradley Beal better be careful, man, because he was on a similar track.
Yep.
Yeah.
Eric Gordon was a good two-way player.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's just injury bug fucked him up.
Well, give me Bradley Beal, Connolly, and who would
talk?
No.
That's what I thought he was going to say.
No, and give me Gordon, and we all going to rob a bank because we know they're going to get away with it.
Foaming getting nuts.
Oh man,
yeah, I'm talking.
Yeah, Houston ain't playing no defense at all.
Nope, they're going to be running and gunning. It'll be fun to watch.
Mike and Tony got his favorite player then.
Man, he's watching Ghost say like, yo, we trying to compete with y'all in threes. Who gonna shoot the most threes? Let's go.
Right.
I'm winning.
James Harden, you don't worry about defense? Good. Man. I ain't worried about it either.
Neither does your coach.
You know what? Y'all making a hell of a point though. Like that hire makes more and more sense.
It does.
Instead of trying to find somebody to make James Harden play defense.
Exactly.
Hire the coach.
Who doesn't care?
Can you play defensive?
I don't need you, son.
No, don't worry about it. Can you
come on my team? I need you.
If you can play D, I don't want you.
Can you shoot though?
See, right. All you have to do is score more points than they do. You don't have to stop them from going to two more.
Because I'm like, I don't know who they big man.
We put our shorts in one leg at a time, like everybody else.
I could just hear it now. So what happens if they put us in the polls? I don't know.
I haven't had that far.
They gonna go to a 2-3 zone. Trying to like run it like they do at the YMCA though.
You know, Patrick Beverly gonna start. He's not gonna play as hard, and all of a sudden his 3-point attempts are gonna skyrocket.
And well, they looking to flip him. Him and Ariza, because they both play defense.
Yeah, they can't. They don't have time for that shit.
We got no time for this. That's nonsense.
Right.
We're trying to go up and down the court.
Exactly. 6 seconds, baby. 6 seconds.
This is what we're doing with James Harden wants. We playing to his strength.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
We cater to our best players.
I mean, I got to say, I like a couple moves by the Utah. I saw that, you know, Joe Johnson got a 2-year 22. Got George Hill in the trade. I like if they get back Dante Exum, come back healthy, they're going to make a nice jump. Because yeah, Houston, they're going to pass Houston. Houston, I'm like, okay, Utah do. Y'all can miss the playoffs again. I'm fine with that. But I'm like, yeah, Utah's
building something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. George Hill, he seemed like he played better before he went blind. I don't know what it was about blind. He just seemed like that was his kryptonite or something.
Man, you better change that hairstyle. I don't know how Utah don't feel about them people in Utah. I don't know how they feel about that.
Yeah, they don't let too many black people on the Utah team anyway.
Right.
They got a limit of four.
They do have an exception, though. So we will allow two light-skinned black So, Steph, we know you're up next year.
They were like, Karl Malone took up like three spaces back in the day. So the three black people. So we're not going that black anymore.
So real quick, Kevin Durant, doing this on purpose on the 4th of July. Is he doing this for fireworks?
He's going to announce on Monday, 4th of July. Right.
Yeah, probably.
It's just because they had he had an OKC meeting today and one other team. He had two meetings today. Like I think the last two meetings.
It was Miami
and Boston.
That Boston pulled out?
Did Boston pull out? I don't think
so. No. I said the gun that pulled out. They had Tom Brady there.
Really? Yeah, I was like, what the hell difference does that make? What is like, are we trying to get the football?
No, but it's the fact that they're pulling out everybody. I thought it was clever.
No, it wasn't bad. I mean, if I'm pitching him, you at least like, bro, we'll be here next year waiting for you, same time.
What can Tom Brady really say though? Like, you can't just play basketball. That doesn't work.
Let me tell you what it's like to win out here.
That's right. No matter what, don't give up your phone.
Let me teach you how to cheat a little bit.
Oh damn! Remember last year when LaMarcus Aldridge met with I think the Clippers and he was like, or the Lakers, and he was like, we ain't even talk about basketball. like they didn't even give me like the basketball plan. I feel like that's what happened in that meeting.
I was there. I was at that meeting. I know exactly what we talked about. Venice Beach, Stars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No. Man. You're near the airport.
Right.
Oh, that one was bad.
Like I get my Magic being horrible. That's kind of who we are. But like the Lakers couldn't get
I don't be going in on your team like that.
hey, you already know BTG don't play that, Teddy.
Hey, listen, this is for all the shots of Louisville that you've been taking, bro.
It's little small shots. I feel like right now about to go Armageddon on my team.
Bang, bang. No, I'm saying.
So, all you have to do is mention.
No, because basically what you just said, you like, I know my team is stupid, but the Lakers, this race is being stupid. Like we missed the grade. Like, we can't graduate.
Or they stupid for no reason.
Like, it's fine that you're graduating. You 20, but it's fine. You're going to get your high school diploma. So real quick, but I'm saying like y'all can't get to the meeting with Durant. That's one thing, but the fact that they said, hey, let's go to our eighth best player on our free agent list. and just max him the hell out. Mozgov. High five, everybody. Yeah?
You know what? That's fine. I hope for the next 10 years, Shaq curse.
He already is.
Hey, it's already been, it's already been funny.
Yeah, man over there getting it. He's like, wait a minute, what you say?
No, because he's
acting evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Because he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. I just want to say it. I don't want nobody else to say it.
Oh, man.
All right, I apologize. Go ahead, man.
Nobody better say nothing bad about Miss Jenkins.
That's BTG and the Lakers and that Storm and my mama with LeBron and them.
Say what?
Hey, speaking of which,
LeBron is a fine man, fine young man.
He is for the record.
Like, you need to cut that hair though.
Well, let's see. Hey, Mario, it took me a lot not to dispute the fact that you were spitting on the feedback. So I'll give you the LeBron slander. But all of us LeBron sexuals, as you call us, so the people that appreciate the finer points of LeBron James's game and his greatness, I mean, yeah, we may be annoying from time to time, but that's because we're trying to counter the unrequited hate that he gets for no reason, man. Like, he's great. Just deal with it. You know, like, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, man. No, so
nobody told him to hold a 2-hour decision show.
wait.
Nobody told him to show videos of hanging out with his friends saying, you know what, I want to play with these dudes.
Nobody
all in the videos.
Nobody told him to hide
firing
that.
Firing the coach of first place ass nigga.
That like the summer tape that he got dunked on. Nobody told him to hide it.
All of this is true. Yes, we will take that. But in the grand scheme of things, is it really that bad, guys?
I mean, in the grand scheme, he's not a bad guy.
No.
He just got heaped the greatest of all time.
He's the best, and the best always get criticized. Always.
Yeah, I'm not willing to put the greatest of all time yet, but I just appreciate it.
See, that I don't put you in the full-on, you're not a true Bron sexual. Because them fools, you didn't come off the win, was like, hey, he better than Jordan.
Nah. Bronsexuals think he's the best player to ever play the game.
I got to talk to your boys at 35th.
That real Madigan. Real Madigan. I mean, right. I was like, what?
Man. And talking he about, always
talking about Kyrie well, you, be the now, best player in the league.
Here's what you got to realize about Matt. Here's what you got to realize about Matt. He hates Jordan. Hates Jordan with a passion. So this is his.
Oh, he just biased then.
Yeah, like this. LeBron is.
He hates Jordan, but says. He said basically that was like the best, the greatest team ever. He put Scottie Pippen, he the second best player in the league. I'm like, what?
Oh, wait, hold on now. You might have some truth to that.
I was like, Scottie Pippen was good.
Yeah,
Scottie Pippen was very good, but I'm like,
not second best player in the league.
I wouldn't go that far. But
anything Matt says about basketball is said under the idea of how can I slander Jordan as much as possible. You gotta just take that into consideration because his whole thing is like, go ahead, what's up?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I know Spirit. I was like, ooh, I know Spirit. Like, I got something to say.
He
raps on Westbrook
either. That was my with him. Big time. I was like, what? I'm sitting here arguing with this damn phone, looking like what is he talking about?
Trust me, I already told LJ. Don't worry, we will have that discussion. And your boy is going to be the who is his boy besides Kyrie?
John Wall, best point guard in the league. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
And that only like one beat his hate of Jordan is his love to every UK player,
right? Ever,
right?
Oh, you know, I had two type of biases. So shout out to Matt for
Hey, shout out to them boys, NBA, Matt, LJ, all of them. We love the show, but
oh yeah, no,
crazy. I'm gonna have to write in because I was like, wait a minute.
Hey, ain't no way.
Feedback from me.
But I'm saying, like, you see that they haven't brought that up while I was talking to him because listen,
they are experts, especially in the college game.
Oh, yeah. They know they college. I give them
that. Yeah. But like when it comes to the league, I'm like, take a seat, man. Take a seat. Like,
hey, because look, they always come with some stat with LeBron talking about, well, he's the first player at 30 that scored 40 that didn't use Rogaine or something like that.
Right. The name began with an L. L to average 30. I'm gonna do with you, Chris. I'm gonna write it into him because I've been meaning to do that ever since that episode where I heard him shitting on Westbrook. Because I was like, hold. I turned into BTG on that on that one, reaching for my waist.
Oh man!
All right, so to wrap this up, since for the man who we still waiting on, Kevin Durant, is he coming back at least for this next season? Is he coming back to Oklahoma City, or is he, you know, gonna take his talent
to Golden State
to the Yay?
He's staying in OKC.
He's staying, but here's the thing about it: if he leaves to go to Golden State, it has to be this year. It can't be next year.
Yes.
Can't be next year because if they miss out on Durant, they're going to try hard to go after Harrison. And then after that, they got to worry about re-upping Steph Curry and a couple. Yep. So they're just really not going to have
the
money.
Yeah,
they'd have to basically just not do anything and just hold the money for
them. And I think Durant's going back based off the moves that OKC has made. I mean, look, you traded Serge Ibaka. You got a new center, a young center who can back up Steven Adams, maybe replace him eventually. You got you a two-guard now who is much better than Andre Robertson.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You can still keep Andre Robertson
for defensive purposes. You know, I mean, you've got flexibility. And Victor Oladipo is cool with KD. That don't hurt.
And you got Enes Kanter, who's right behind James Harden,
who they can flip at any given moment if they need to.
For the worst defensive player. But, yeah, you're right.
All right.
I got a concern day before yesterday. I got concerned that KD was blown away at his meeting with the Clippers for 4 hours. And then I saw that it was reported by Chris Broussard, so I was like, that was a close one.
Oh, yeah, the Clippers apparently already been notified. They out.
Yep. As of this morning, I was like, okay, good. Good. That one was concerning me. But after that one, when I saw that they already notified the Clippers he wasn't going, I was like, oh, yeah, he's coming back to OKC.
I've heard that Golden State has a good chance, though.
No, I mean, if he's leaving, I mean.
That's where it's between OKC and Golden State. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they've got to basically, here's your spot right here.
We can win for the next 5-6 years.
Right.
If he goes to Golden State, I'm treating him like LeBron when he went to Miami.
If he goes to Golden State, I can't wait to hear the next episode of Hoopla.
That's right.
Man, that's right. I'm going to do the damn show myself. I'm like, listen, I don't see anybody here. I'm going to do the show by myself in the dark. I'm not even going to have any lights on.
I know it's a lot of pressure on KD, though.
It is.
That is, man. It feels like just do the one, come back, get that bread.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's going to be interesting, man. Yeah, this offseason is nuts. Still waiting on that. Brown will probably do his 1-1. I don't know where Powell going yet.
Powell going to go to the Spurs, I think.
Ooh, that is a great fit.
And I'm like, I'm so iffy because I know we need to get younger.
I think Powell going to go to the Spurs. Go try to lure him over there. Durant go to the Spurs, though. I think Boston is a dark horse to try to get Durant.
I think Powell might go to Portland.
Portland's not bad either.
Yeah.
Portland is
bad. You got Dame.
No state tax.
Yeah, I'm about to say no state tax.
Didn't Portland just get somebody?
Portland signed Evan Turner.
Yeah, Evan Turner's solid.
He's not bad. Evan Turner's not bad.
Yeah.
You're going to need a lot more than that, though.
What do you got? 4 years, 70. Damn.
But if I was Powell, I would go to. I mean, it makes sense to go to the Spurs.
Yeah.
No, it does. I would. I ain't mad at it. I need to get younger. They need some athletes. That's all I want. But hey, I'll take what I can get. All right, y'all. We're gonna take a quick break. We coming right back. Do some quick news topics. get into these segments and get up out of here.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lamb Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
Y'all, Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, we went all God. In on this free agency. So we know y'all got something to say about it. So hit us up on Twitter at Brothers Lehman. Voicemail 323-455-4219. Email to brotherslehman@gmail.com. Website blackheadsonline.com. Let us know. Vent.
And the crazy thing is it's only been 2 days. 2 days.
Yep.
Man. Jesus. And anybody that out there that do send feedback in, let me know if y'all want Luau Deng.
Hey, PTG seems like that one dude that's trying to dress up that little girl, that one girl that he knows, and be like, look, we're going to try to get you pawned off to these people. Just straighten up, you put on this makeup, make yourself look presentable.
Oh man! So
nobody wants them but y'all, though.
that was a diss track that I just can't respond to. Because it's true.
Oh man!
I mean, so yeah, they announced the Olympic roster. I had to put them in all in categories so I could actually see it. So we had everybody and their mama left: Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, Damian Lillard. And Gordon Hayward were like, nah, I'm not playing. So, roster's still nice. You got, at your guard, who I consider the guards, you got Kyrie Irving, Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, your quote-unquote wing players. You got Kevin Durant, Carmelo Anthony, Paul George, Klay Thompson, Jimmy Butler, Harrison Barnes, and your bigs, DeMarcus Cousins, DeAndre Jordan, and Draymond Green. Now, I'm assuming the starting lineup will probably be Irving, Klay in the backcourt, KD, Anthony at the four, and you got Booby at the five. But this roster's pretty good. I mean, everybody it's was solid. Like, why the hell is Harrison Barnes on the roster? How he make it?
That's nobody else wanted to go.
Basically. Yeah, that's true.
But I think Kyrie went just to show his ring off. I swear to you. I don't even think he won a medal. I think he just went to go tease Clay. I'm on the other side of the locker room. You can't do anything. I'm a champion.
He put him in. No, I like the squad. I mean, I think we
are they good enough to win it?
Are they good enough to win?
I think so.
Yeah.
They have enough talent.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just like one of the European soccer teams. Like we're so deep as far as basketball goes that this is probably our fourth best team that we could roll out.
Yeah, like, and they still got a good chance of winning it all.
Yeah, I mean, like, Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson is not a crappy backcourt in the least.
And you got DeMarcus Cousins and KD and Carmelo right there. I mean, you got scoring for days.
Yeah,
and Paul George. It's scoring for days. I mean, they.
Yeah. Well, however style they need to play, they can play it.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'm liking that. Let me play this segment for this dude who got some serious money. Where is it at?
Are you talking about who I think you're talking about?
Show me the money.
Of course. I got to get a shout out to damn Andrew Luck.
One NFL player who didn't complain.
6-year, $140 million extension with a record $87 million guaranteed. Goddamn.
Yeah.
Is he worth it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I read an article who said he took less than he could have got.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sure he probably could have got more than that. But, I mean, he plays the premium position in the NFL. He's young. He's been to the playoffs. He's gotten close to the Super Bowl, getting close. But
I'm not mad at him. You got to get some money in the league.
The only thing is with this contract, he has to change his way of playing. He can't take all them shots anymore like he has been.
Right.
He's going to have to work on that. Also, Doug Baldwin got some money from the Seahawks, 4-year, $46 million extension, 24 guaranteed.
Okay.
Oof.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, he's not top tier, but he's better than like a lot of the second tier receivers. So he's kind of like right in between there. So I'm not mad at him. I like that.
As far as wide receivers go, he works well in their offense. So yeah.
Well, look, when you play in the NFL, if you can get your money, man.
Yep.
Because it's not baseball and it's not basketball contracts, so you got to get what you can get.
Right. I think the amount that they announce at first is just for ego. It's all about that guarantee, man.
Exactly. That's all that matters.
Because I remind cats, like, yeah, those deals sound great, but don't forget, Donovan McNabb got a $100 million contract from the Washington Redskins, except only $4 million was guaranteed.
Yeah.
Just thought.
Damn. It'd be low because they look. You see that number, you'd be like, "Damn!" You'd
be like "Dang, salary. $140 million." Yeah, yeah. $5 million is guaranteed.
Yeah, 90% of that is with incentives.
How much was Albert Haynesworth guaranteed? Because he got $100 million.
30 something, right?
Who did
Albert Haynesworth with the Redskins?
I think it was like 37 or something.
Yeah,
probably close to 40.
Like, damn,
that's pretty good for a DT though.
Who didn't do nothing?
Yeah, absolutely nothing.
But step on people's heads.
Right.
Had some suspensions go down. At least the big names. Of course, Johnny Manziel suspended 4 games, violating the league, substance abuse. And Cowboys running back Rolando McClain got 10 games.
Jeez,
well, he's a chronic user.
Well,
there's a reason he dropped out from the. Wasn't he on your team, Baylor?
Yes, that's why we're giggling right now.
We knew it. We knew it was coming.
Oh, man. Got to give some rest in pieces. They just keep coming.
Yeah, this year I don't know. Yeah, I'm scared who's next now.
Yeah, this past week, I mean, legends.
Yeah,
legends. Since we're talking NFL head coach Buddy Ryan passed away at 82. I mean,
architect of the 4-6 defense, one of the best defense in history. The 85 Bears, man.
You could come on. Yeah, he could be arguably the best defensive coordinator ever.
And his son is probably the best defensive mind in football right now, and Rex Ryan.
I was about to say, wait, I hope you're talking about Rex.
Yeah, I ain't talking about Rob. I'm not talking about Rob.
All right, okay. All right, just want to make sure.
But, man, yeah, I mean,
I would say probably
that 85 Bears defense was savage.
I would say him and probably Wade Phillips might be the two best defensive minds like ever in the history of football. Cause like anything they touch is gold.
Yeah.
I like Wade a little bit more just cause his voice never goes above like a normal tone.
Whispering.
He's got that southern drawl. So he's just like, hey, just go out and tackle him. Like, all right, Wade.
It's kind of serial killerish, if you really think about it.
When he get loud at you, you'd be like, oh, shit, you fucked up.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, you know, out there, funny. Of course, past Summit. I mean, Lady Vols head coach. I mean, she's arguably a top five college coach in history. I mean, wins
she's,
for
she's
days.
One of the top coaches in coaching history, period.
Yeah.
Period, yep.
Regardless of gender. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Gino may have more championships, but she was by far
more effective.
Her impact was, just watching her ex-players talk about her, I mean, it was like choking up.
Yeah, Shamika whole squad. I heard her little dialogue about her. And yeah, a lot of the players, even some of the guys, Peyton Manning was talking about, you know, the impact she's had on him, and a lot of the players from Tennessee. So you know,
and you know, the coolest moment I can remember her is one of my favorite college coaches of all time. Wasn't the best. He's down at Auburn now. Bruce Pearl, when he was at Tennessee, I loved how he reinvigorated that men's program, but. He showed up at a Tennessee women's basketball game with the shirt off, with the big T painted on his chest.
I remember that. I remember
that. Like cheering him on. It was dope. But then the next game, the next men's game, when he was coaching, Pat Summitt showed up in a cheerleader's outfit.
Yeah, I remember that.
To cheer on the men's team. I thought, man, that was so dope.
Yeah.
So dope.
Yeah, people who not only are great coaches, but great people and can, you know, mold you into great people. I mean, those people they don't come around that often.
No.
Right.
So I was like,
she's a very special person.
Oh, yeah.
You know, prayers go out to her and her family.
Considering
her son's issues. But besides that.
I was about to say. I'm glad you brought up. Yeah.
I didn't want to do that, but
peace to her family, I guess.
Because I was kind of like, you know, prayers go out to the family, but I'm like, her son just. That's his mom. Prayers go out to him too.
Right. You know what's sad is his mom passed away, but way in the back of his mind, he's just like, I was trying to lay low for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't really wanted to bring my name up, but all right, there we go.
Yeah. All right, man. Time for your segment. You got something good?
All right.
5 minutes with Grandpa.
So, in light of the Johnny Manziel suspension, just thinking about this young man, I have never seen a star fall so quickly, faster than Johnny Manziel. I literally have never seen anybody who literally had the world at their hands. He was on top of the world at Texas A&M. Came into the league. I don't know why cats thought he should have been the number one pick, but people were pumping him up to be the number one pick over Teddy Bridgewater and blah, 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 blah. Ends up being a first-round pick going to Cleveland. Last season, had the starting quarterback job handed to him on a silver platter, and the kid just can't stay off the drugs. I mean, it is one of the saddest stories I have ever seen. To have it come from an affluent family, you know, not have to worry about anything. You know, you hear about all these guys who go to the league, they single parent homes, mom, dad can barely afford, got to work 3, 4, 5 jobs just to put food on the table for these guys. And here you go, this affluent white boy who was privileged and basically rode throughout his whole time in high school, college and all that, partying it up. And when it was finally time to be a professional, he couldn't do it. And he buckled under the pressure. And unfortunately, that man is never going to play in the NFL again. I feel really bad for his family, especially his father who came out and called his son a druggie. I mean, I'm not a parent, but that has to be really hard to say that about your own child, that they're a fucking drug addict.
Yeah.
And they're basically a junkie. He's basically a junkie. In a sense. And to say that about your kid, that's tough, man. And to think your kid, the next day, your kid might die. I don't know. I mean, I really feel for his family more than anything. Him, I just feel like he blew away the greatest opportunity he ever had. And I have some sympathy, but I don't have much for him because he's had multiple opportunities. He's had more opportunities than you know, 95% of the people in America, you know, considering his background, where he came from and everything. And just to watch, just to throw it all away just for some drugs and all this other, it's just sickening. It's really sickening to see. And I know people are hoping and praying that he's coming back. And I'm going to say this for the thousandth time. There is only one Chris Carter in NFL history. History says Johnny Manziel ain't coming back. And history says hopefully he survives to see 40, 50 years old. Because the way his life is going, he might be dead next year. We don't know. And it's very sad and unfortunate. I wish him the best of luck in the future. I hope he eventually turns his life around. But let this be a lesson to all these young, whatever race, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, it don't matter. Look at Johnny Manziel and say to yourself, I can't do that. Because all you're going to do is just let down all the people who have supported you and have gotten you to that point. I mean, to be on top, I literally have never seen somebody in maybe a year go from a star to a nobody in a year. I mean, it's just really, it's unbelievable to see. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see a 30 for 30 in 20 years on Johnny Football.
Oh, one's coming.
And that's my 5 minutes. There you go.
All right. Hey, I'd watch that 30 for 30.
I mean,
that 30 for 30 can happen now.
Right? They can. Yeah. Somebody will come up with it during the NFL.
It's crazy. Just, yeah.
And did y'all see the picture of him lately? Skinny as hell?
He looks...
Really?
Yeah, he looks bad, man.
Yeah, man. It's bad.
Showed a picture of him at like a Justin Bieber concert or something, dude.
Well, that proves that he's on drugs right there.
Oh, man. But yeah, that's my 5 minutes.
He just wanted to be in with the in crowd as always. Jeez, that dude got some problems.
That's funny.
All right, y'all, let's get into these awards.
Noise.
Yeah, let's start it off. With that, I'll start with Baylor. What you got, Baylor? You got Norse awards for us?
Yeah, my Lakers. It's a Norse award, and it's a what the fuck, and that is free agency. You decided to make some moves. Okay, let's move on.
Hey, BTG, all you had to say was dang, and then drop the mic.
Dang.
There you go.
Perfect.
I get one of Boston. I really think Boston did a good job in free agency. They're building up a squad, and I think they're trying to lure KD. If they do that, man, it's going to be fireworks in the East. But if not, I still think they're a solid team. I think they'll give the Cavs a good run if they stay healthy. So, yeah, mine is going to go to Boston. And I'm a Lakers fan, so... You know,
at least that hurts.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but at least they're going to. I'm a fan of the sport too, so I want to see some competitive effort going on in the East. I just don't want Boston to get in the championship. Don't ever go to the championship again.
All right, Teddy, you got one for us?
Yeah, man. Just trying to keep up with the newest news. Shout out to offer one, man. Like, my man just signed, I don't know, I'm trying to pull up, I think a three-year, $40-something million deal with the Clippers.
Who is this?
Jamal Crawford.
Oh, yeah.
It was 3 years, $42 million. And,
He re-signed with the Clippers?
Yeah. So, I'll give him that just because, we forget how old he is, known for putting deals on, but... The fact that this late in your career you can get that type of money, you deserve praise, sir. So 16 years in, he just signed a 3-year deal.
Oof.
$42 million at 36. Like, wow. And that also lets you know that Doc Rivers feels bad about giving Austin Rivers $35 million over.
Exactly.
Just throwing it out
there. Let me hook my son up. All right. You play with a busted face. Gave effort. All right. Here's some money. All right.
Move out my house.
That's it.
What you got for us, Spirit? You got one for us?
Yeah, of course. I got to go with the Orlando OKC trade. Shout out to Teddy. Because I feel like we came up on that one, in my opinion. So, and I also think that trade could be the determining factor to if KD wants to come back. You know, obviously it's not the only thing, but I think it could be kind of like the last thing I can say, okay, you know, I want to give it another shot. And just all of the, this is the most
active offseason I can remember in the NBA going back to as far as I can remember. Yeah, you know, so just shout out for all the Blues, man. They're a lot of fun to try to keep up with it.
Yeah.
What's up? What you got?
I hate to pile on, but Baylor.
Oh, boy.
It's got to go to these tweets that Laker fans were tweeting about the Lakers. They were just on.
Hilarious.
So here we go. Let's see. We got from Lil Goldie. Lakers really signed Luol Deng for $18 million a year? Bro, we about to fucking suck. I cannot believe we finna be 76ers bad. Y'all fucking up. So then we got Ben Axelrod tweeted, I knew the contracts this offseason were going to be ridiculous. The thing I never took into account was how bad the free agency class is. And C Money responded, I can't get over what the Lakers just spent on Mozgov and Deng. $136 million. Wow, free agency that week or just terrible business decisions? So then we got Kelly Scaletta, who said the Lakers have locked up two players in their 30s for $30 million in the next 4 years because that's how they go about rebuilding. Damn.
That hurt. That one
hurt. I mean, I feel so good because this must be what the slow kid feels like. Like when you're in the class in the basement and there's a new student that comes in. It's just like, okay, I'm not the only one. Nice.
Lil Pull Up just says Lakers suck at talent evaluation.
Lil Pull Up.
And yeah, right. That's coming from a nigga Pull Up.
So then we got a dude called Birdman who said Lakers piss me off. They always talk about signing the best dudes. They only end up signing trash.
Damn.
We got a Trill Withers who said Lakers locking up the core of a 43 win team one day. Then we got Monster King who said the Lakers just paid $27.5 for two 2002 Camrys with 150,000 miles on.
Damn. Hey, every time I think JL's done, he comes with another one.
Last one, Pop on My Trunk just said the Lakers are set on auto draft.
Oh.
That's funny. That one hurt. That hurt.
That's good.
As a person that finished last in the Hoopla Fantasy League, I really appreciate that. That's good. Shout out to Auto Draft.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's all I got, but I just thought that was hilarious. No offense, Teddy, but I just thought it was funny.
Oh, man. That was great. I got a few. My non-basketball one is going out to Cubs Chris Bryant, who about a week or so ago hit three home runs and two doubles versus the Reds all in one game. Damn. First time anybody, I guess, in the modern era has done that. I was like, God damn.
That's pretty good.
Six RBIs on it, yeah.
That boy good.
That boy is good. Shout out to D'Angelo Russell making fun of himself on the Foot Locker commercial.
That was funny.
When he
throws that phone out the window, that crap is jokes.
Yeah, and embrace it.
Yeah, that's why you got it. You got to at this point. You can't run from it forever.
Nah, you just might as well make a joke, make some money off of it. Yeah. Like, all right,
he can actually keep it going.
Yeah,
he could.
I'm like, you ain't the only celebrity who screwed up, dude. So just take it.
Steve Harvey got a Super Bowl commercial off of one.
Man,
yeah, I know. Like,
yeah, he did. That's true. He did.
That Verizon.
That shit was hilarious.
I was like, wow. Okay, make your money. And my last one is going out to J.R. Smith for his post-game tear-up.
That was cool.
That was deep.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's had some problems.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah. And the fact that he was like, you know, my family love me. My parents been treat me like I'm the same dude. They don't treat me no better, no different than any of my other siblings. And I'm here. And, you know, basically I feel like crap when it happens. But I'm more so ashamed of how my family is taking it. And, I mean, look, LeBron said he was like, J.R. Smith was a throw-in to the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just want to get rid of you that bad. And for him to at least, you know, he could say, I'm a champion and contributed. Not like I just rode the bench and didn't really do nothing, but was a contributing factor in that championship.
Yeah, those three threes he hit in game seven in a row. Or no, two threes and a two. Yeah, that was huge.
Yeah. He's been money. So, you know, I don't know what he'll do since. I don't know if he's coming back, but he got his ring, so, you know, shout out to him. Oh, and, yeah, we had to get in there for Storm. LeBron James, he gets a Norris Award for winning it. Okay, yeah, whatever.
Shout out, LeBron.
Good for you, nigga.
Good job, nigga.
You're right. Go ahead and be hanging out with your wife who don't say nothing.
Go on, boy.
All right, and let's get into these bad ones, man. Let's see if this is my thing actually gonna play this time.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
So for these what the fuck. Let me start off with Baylor's, because, I mean, this one's pretty heavy, man. I gotta give it to you, but let's hit it, because this is definitely based off one of our what the fuck awards previously. Mm.
So, brothers, look, I'm listening to the end of the show. I'm listening to Grandpa. Grandpa, I need you front and center, Playboy. I need you to bring your 5 minutes. I need you front and center to hear this. Now, this is Uncle Baylor. I ain't been on in a while, but you got to hear me out. I'm going to finish off the Stanford kid. Mm. Now, I'm going to get a little personal with y'all. I feel like I can get personal with y'all because y'all are dope. And I just feel comfortable with y'all. So here it is. I have an older brother, 7 years apart. My older brother used to work for the school board Monday through Friday, did overtime on the weekends, proudly, with pride, happy, no problems. Type of cat that went to work, came home. Didn't party, just came home, barbecue, played some Pac, this, that, and the third, okay? He goes to work one day. He sees a woman passed out on the floor. He goes and assists her. Brings her back. Stops her from going to the light. She gets up. Thanks him. A day later, yells out rape. A brother sits in the county jail 7, 8, 9 months. Have you ever heard a grown man cry? Mm. Have you ever heard... Well, let's take that back. Have you ever heard a grown man cry? That was innocent, that did not want to be in a place where he was at. They pushed that man to file as a sex offender. Mm. They gave him a deal that he took because he could not handle his surroundings. He took that deal, filed as a sex offender. But let me tell you what's on this cake that we're about to bake. There was no evidence of him raping her. There was no force of entry. On top of that, this is the icing. We've already baked the cake. Now we're putting the icing on. She has a record and a history of doing that. Of false accusing of rape. Mm. Yet and still, wow. My brother hasn't had a job since 2009. Black people. Uncle Baylor is going to explain something to you. We live in a world where an officer, white officer, killed a young black man, right? Took a leave of absence from work, and he got funded from the public. This white boy from Stanford rapes this young lady. Gets 6 months, 2 to 3 with great behavior. And his father said, let's not mess up his image. Not over 20 minutes. But there's black kids, black men, who was accused of rape and didn't do anything, yet took a large chunk of their lives away.
Yep.
So I say to my people, you got to wake up. There's actually a large lump sum of folks that just don't like you. They don't like you. They don't like me. They don't like the brothers. They don't like our sisters. They don't like our queens. They don't like our children. What's the solution to that? It's easy with me. In order for me to stay sane on this planet, in this country, in this state and city, in my neighborhood, I gotta have my family. I gotta have the man up above, faith, and I have to have sports. you can take it as a joke if you want to, but I'm a man with two daughters, two sons. If I don't have my family, if I don't have my faith, and if I don't have my Raiders and Lakers, I would have killed that white boy myself. Mm. Just off the strength of what happened to my brother. I don't even have to know the woman that it happened to. But I, BTG, I'm so fed up with seeing this bullshit. And it's like, we don't understand why it is happening to us. Oh, I understand. I definitely understand. They just don't like us. So to the justice system, I'm going to say this in this tone, from me to you, fuck you. And I really mean it. And I want you to take all of that and keep it with you for as long as you're filthy. But one day, you're going to push us to the point where you're not going to be able to hold us back. And I promise you that.
Hey, man. Yeah, you sent it, man. I was like, wow.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Yeah, I had to put that in, man, because, yeah, we went off on that Stanford kid for that, you know, that same kind of, you know, bullshit. And then watching a little bit of this OJ doc and you just like, and on the heels of, which he could have got a Norse Award, at Jesse Williams, his little his speech at BET Awards.
Absolutely.
You like, okay, we gotta wake up, man.
Gotcha.
And you still got people, you know, I've read there was some kind of campaign to try to get him fired. And
who?
Jesse Williams?
Yeah, Jesse Williams. The show, right? Yeah, there's a protest.
You know, and then our usual ignorant ass folk will be like, well, you claim, well, let's, how black is he really?
We're led like, by Stacey Dash.
Man, shit.
Stacey Dash, right, the ringleader of that
let's
shit.
Let's check. Can he really say that? And all that.
I love that Stacey Dash is the orator of blackness. Like, really?
I don't even get, she don't count no more.
Of
she
all people. Outside.
Right. She know that passing.
Yeah, she can pass. That's
like
it.
She might
cousin.
Be.
OJ is your first cousin. That's what you about.
Yeah.
Like, it's all these little hood rat bitches in here? Like, oh, you don't identify, you're not black? Okay, Stacey Dash. All right. That's why I said she ain't black.
She not.
Nope. Yeah, she can't. She's so fine, but that's how dumb she is. Mistake. I can't look past it.
Shoot. To me, as soon as she claimed to be on the other side,
she ugly.
She ate. No, she like literally. She was like 20 for like 40 years. As soon as she was like, "Yeah, I'm down with this with Republicans and fuck," all of a sudden, right after that, she aged, and all of a sudden now she look old as hell.
Nah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Damn, like, God done punished your ass.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, like, y'all are better people for saying that, and I wish I could be there. You know, she's still, you know. She's dumb. Don't get me wrong, but she's attractive.
Oh, yeah, I mean, she can get in and be like, all right, get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay, listen, as adults, that's all we're saying.
I'm not going to talk to you. I don't have to have a conversation. Right,
here's some I'm not putting cheese on her burger.
Can we get this all with?
I sure as hell don't get no fries with that. Matt Barnes is king.
Shoot, about 3 minutes after I'm done, like, oh, you can go now. Call you an Uber. I called you an Uber girl. Get down out of here.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, I had to throw it out there because that was heartfelt, man. You mentioned that. I don't know if you mentioned that on. I mean, you mentioned on another show. But, you know, definitely had to be said. I know we get hilarious, but sometimes we gotta go in.
Right.
Oh, even Lil
Man, I never heard that. So, you know, much love to your brother, man. I didn't know
Yeah, absolutely, that. Man. Prayers go out to your brother, dude. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Appreciate
and that. And that unfortunately happens with us way too often. Way too often. That's why like this whole thing with this Stanford dude is just like
it's amazing.
What do y'all think? Right. Hey, it's just like, what, you might as well just look all black people in the eye and be like, I don't give a shit about you. Like, at least in the past, they've been trying to, like, hide it, cover it up a little bit.
Well, yeah, what's starting to happen is all they bullshit starting to come to light. And a lot of white folks are starting to even be like, okay, this is not okay.
It's getting ridiculous, right?
Yeah, that's I mean, and especially, not. I mean, listen, I know it's a sports show, but, like, Trump, you know, Jesus.
My wife can't even stand to hear anything he says.
I mean, I get it. I completely get it, man. But he, I don't even think all of his rhetoric is sincere. That's what's so scary.
Yeah.
He sees the, just the environment of so many people that are dumb and racist that he's playing to them and making them believe. It's just, you know, it's sad, man.
Yeah.
It really is.
It really, really is.
And this dude legitimately could be the next president. Like, legit. Yeah. He has a legit shot at it.
Yeah.
Scary to think about.
This is the world we live in right now.
Yeah. All right. Well,
you guys. So, we have to go after that? We have to do our what the fuck after that?
No, I had to get that serious one out the way. But, Bailey, if you got one that you was holding, go ahead and let us have it.
Luau Deng.
Drops the mic. Next up.
That's next it. Up. All right, Spirit, what you got?
I have two. Just as with my nice award, I gave it to all of the moves that we've had since July 1st. The flip side of that is the amount of money that they've given out on the first day. Do y'all know how much that is?
How much?
No. Guess. Why don't you guys guess? Guess just on, and we're not talking about from the first to today. We're talking about just on the first.
We're talking about how much money. The total amount of the contracts.
The total amount of the contracts. Okay.
Was it 500 mil?
Nope. I would say
it's closer to 750 million.
I'll say 751, like Price is Right.
I'm gonna go high. I'm gonna say 980 million.
Damn.
The number is 1.72 billion.
Yeah, Chris won.
That's right. Chris gets the showcase.
$1 billion.
1.72 billion dollars on the first day. Like, WTF to that.
That's ridiculous.
Right. Welcome to the new NBA, ladies and gentlemen.
And the free-agent class, I mean, it's good, but it ain't that good.
It's not great.
Great. Mm-mm. But it is better than it's been in the last few years. Yeah. Usually it's like one or two people. Yeah. So I know that has something to do with it as well, in addition to these higher contracts, but good God, dude. On that, like, it seemed like these owners were just sitting around waiting to pay people.
Yep.
I wish I hadn't gotten on that board. And then the second was, of course, I got to give it to Golden State, man, because, you know, first of all, they beat my squad. And then, you know, for them having this being like the hottest team during the year and not being able to fall up a single game that could have solidified their season, like, seriously, what the fuck? You could have just let us go to the finals.
So that's how I felt with the Clippers last the year before. Like, word. That's what you want to do. All right, thanks.
Right. Get past us, and then can't even get past Golden
State. Teddy D, what you got, man?
Yeah, my WTF is a friendly reminder. The next couple of years, when the next CBA negotiations go on. You are indirectly or directly going to hear from the owners that they are not making enough money. They need more concessions and things need to change in the union. All this money that is being given to the players is legitimately just 50% of the profits that the league as a whole is making. The other 50 is being divided amongst the teams and the league as a whole. So the next time a billionaire tries to cry broke, remember that there was $1 billion handed out on the first day of free agency, and they are getting paid. Mm-hmm. Paid. And I don't want to hear people, the players, trying to hold out or saying that they want more. Nah, man. Like, you need to appreciate the fact that these dudes are in the midst of a renaissance for owners, and it's only going to continue. So just remember this. I'm putting a footnote in this time so we can be reminded that these dudes are getting paid.
Yeah, you're right.
They are. I keep saying it. Next season, I've been calling it the last 2 years. There's a strike happening. They keep saying it's too profitable. We're going to figure something out.
Right.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Michelle Roberts going to be like, nah, we want more than 50%.
Yep.
So it's going to get ugly.
Mm.
All right, GM, what you got?
All right, so one I got, I'm giving to Tavares Jackson, former backup quarterback for the Seahawks, yeah. Who is going to jail. For pulling a gun on his wife.
Ooh.
And threatening to kill her with it.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. But, wow. Noice award to his wife, who said, and I quote, "You better be accurate because you ain't accurate on the field."
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Damn. You might just have to pull a gun. You might.
Don't miss, nigga.
Yo, like, but it's kind of true. If anybody remembers it from the Vikings, it's kind of true.
I thought she was going to threaten him to do something to him, but not like, I'm going to kick you in the nuts.
Ooh.
Damn.
That's funny.
Ooh, and what the fuck to him who is claiming that he's broke and can't afford a public attorney? So he needs the police to get one for him because he can't afford one.
Oh, man.
He going to jail and he about to get whatever broke he got.
Speaking of millionaires claiming they broke.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then last one is just going to the list of players for next year's free agent class. Because if we think this money was bad, listen to some of these players for next season. You got Steph Curry. You got Westbrook. Blake Griffin. We got Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Cash. We got Greek
Chris
Freak.
Paul. We got Rudy Gobert.
Cash.
We got Gordon Hayward.
Cash.
Kyle Lowry can opt out.
He will.
Dennis Schroeder's a restricted free agent. We got Deano Gallinari, Paul Millsap, Oladipo, Derrick Rose, Jeff Teague, Serge Ibaka, Steve Adams, Nerlens Noel, CJ McCollum, Andre Iguodala, Drew Holiday, Andrew Bogut, Miritich, Greg Monroe, Mason Plumlee, Rudy Gay, George Hill, Taj Gibson. Cats is getting stupid money next year.
Yeah. It's going to be like $3 billion on the first day on July 1st next year.
Yeah.
I'm like, so if you thought this year was bad, wait till next summer. It's going to be even more ridiculous. It's stacked.
Man.
So, what the fuck, man? These players, God, man. I know players in the Hall of Fame players are probably like, what the fuck?
It's amazing.
Jordan, Dr. J, all these dudes are like, man, this is... I know even Kobe's probably like, it's some bullshit. I'm retiring next season. I'm coming back, Lakers. I'm coming back.
Yeah.
Let me get 1 year 45.
Kobe like, y'all ain't going to be complaining about my contract now. That on somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's all I got.
Oh, I'm going to have to add all these sound bites later.
Yes, sir.
I got a couple. First is going to Lionel Messi, who said he's going to quit international football after losing 4-2 to Chile in the Copa Final. That is his third straight finals loss for Argentina.
Yep.
He's just like, I don't want to do this shit no more. Maybe we just ain't meant. And he meant for us to win. And you know what? When you lose like that and you that great a player, it's all you whack. You really ain't that good. And he's just like, you know what? Fuck y'all. I'm good.
Yeah,
y'all do the damn thing.
He's been getting love, though.
He's good.
He's good as hell.
Mm-hmm. You know, but you got to win.
I think he's still playing in the World Cup,
though. Yeah, I believe so. I mean, if you're going to play in something, you better play in the World Cup.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the other one she was talking about, Johnny Manziel, the attorney that was working on his case accidentally sent a text to the Associated Press doubting his ability to stay clean. Like, you must.
As you can assume, he ain't no longer his lawyer
like,
anymore.
I am no longer going to be a part of this case. You damn right. Oh, my God. God, dude, that Tamar Jackson one was the best one.
That's so good.
His wife got a set on her, boy. Jesus.
That's one day, like, nigga, he may end up dead. Like, he shot, he tried to shoot, and he missed. I told him not to miss, so, you know.
I kicked him square in the balls.
You walking in.
Wow.
But you limping back.
Exactly.
That shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I want to thank all y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, Black Is Network. Shout out to the guests who are on, man. Start with Teddy D, man. Let them know where they can find you and let them know about your great show.
Yeah, man. Teddy underscore D underscore on Twitter. I'm on a competition between Storm and I on who's tweeting the most this month. I mean, I think she and I are both at like 25, so come and check us out.
That's generous.
You can check out the Why Not podcast as well as the Black Astronauts podcast on iTunes. And anybody who's into Game of Thrones, check out the wrap-up podcast that that we did the wrap-up for each episode of Game of Thrones. Nice. That Spirit G will be on for Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
That's right. I did hear that announcement. Can't wait.
Mm-hmm. With my next ex-wife.
That's right. Shout out to Liz.
All right, Bale, I know you on the Why Not Podcast Network as well. Let them know where they can find you.
You can find me over here trying to figure out Luau Deng's contract. and if you really want to know how I feel about it, you can find me on Twitter at Baylor the Great and every other social media platform that is Baylor the Great, Luau Deng.
Oh,
man.
I'm soundbiting that whole thing, man. Gee, I can't wait. Spirit G, let him know, man.
All right, so there's about 163 shows on the network. I think it's easier now, rather than just having an email address for everything, I just have one email address that you can use, the gspn@gmail.com. That's for all the shows. And then you can also check us out on the gspn.com, updating that website and all on social media under the G-Spot Podcast Network.
All right. So, yeah, you know, if you want to get at us, we are on, I'm tired of saying, blackisonline.com, iTunes, Black Is Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find us. Email brotherslayman@gmail.com.
Hey, yep. You need to hire a white dude to do this for you.
Man, I thought about that too.
Where's your white people drop?
Throw it in there.
That's right. All you gotta do is hit a button, and it's beautiful.
That's how you know Spirit made it. That's what's up.
Right.
Does make it a lot easier. That white man ice cold.
Exactly.
Well, oh, don't hire him now during the free agency because apparently they asked him for a lot of money. But wait till it's over.
Oh, man. Nah, man. It's been great having y'all on.
Absolutely.
I know it was long. I know we come back again. I do want Storm on so we can actually do this these rosters.
Yeah, because I got my 12-man down.
Yeah, yeah,
I got mine too.
Yeah,
I got mine too, and it doesn't have Luau Deng.
We'll wait for Storm to get it.
Yeah, we can wait for Storm. I like that. I got mine too. Damn, but no, I know she'll have an interesting one too.
LeBron James,
LeBron, and LeBron, and I spit hot fire.
Right, and D-Wade.
You may even have to do the 35th Kentucky dude just so I can hear that one.
Oh man, what? Be like, hey, the real Matt. I would love to hear his list.
You know what it is going to be?
LeBron James ain't even on, be like, Michael Jordan ain't even on my list. I'd be like, all right, get out of here.
John Wall, get out of here. Marcus Cousins.
Right, Rajon Rondo, DeMarcus Cousins.
Can I get the whole Kentucky squad?
Yeah, Antoine basically. Walker coming off the bench.
With Cal going to
like
the pros.
Keenan McCarthy. And shit.
Is Tayshaun Prince available?
Oh, man. So, no, this is lovely, man. So, yeah, definitely make sure you guys check these fellas out.
Absolutely.
Good people's great shows. This is great.
Yeah, definitely want to thank all of y'all for the long-time listeners. Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us for the long haul. For the first-time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys for checking us out to see what we're about up in here in the happy hour. If you enjoyed the show, go ahead and check out all the other shows from these gentlemen that joined us today. Shows are absolutely great. If you want to give us some five-star reviews, please feel free and go ahead and do that. Otherwise, leave whatever you felt that we deserved. If you enjoyed the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. I don't know who the hell I'm going to tell today.
Dang, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and tell Luau Dang. Tell Miles Golf.
I'm looking at all this. Tell Ian Mahimi. Yeah.
Tell Mike Conley.
Anthony Tolliver.
Tell all these random no names who is getting millions, because I'm going to be on that train next season.
Andrew Nicholson.
Oh, my God. Tell everybody about the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. We have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, joined by Teddy BTG in spirit, where we're giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all. Holla. Luau Dang.
Yes. Hey, that's definitely the name of the episode right there.
Right. For real.
Oh, that was funny.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hit you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. Cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more. Cause you're invited to a barbecue to start with four. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark up nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around, but the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around. You just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, applied from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through, 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.